celebrating 3 years of bringing you the very best in LGBT talk programming. This is
Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening, everybody. 7:01 on a Tuesday evening, coming to you live from Central Phoenix. This is the show. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being with us. Oh, each and every... They're almost at Thursday. I've forgotten what her name is.
Yeah, we're in an information vacuum here.
Yeah, apparently now. Yes.
Listen, we are making some mediocre talk radio.
We are.
That's really all that is.
Typically, before we start each show, I say, okay, people, let's make magic. And today I said, well, let's make adequacy.
Yeah.
So far, we're winning.
I excel at mediocrity.
We're doing good. Don't aim too high.
A champion, if you will, yes.
We are, this is our first show post Dancing with the Bars. And Katie, would you like to hold up your trophy to
indeed I would.
That camera?
Oh. Indeed, I would.
Oh, actually, let me get
here
a shot.
Here she is.
There you go.
There
Katie's
you go. That's
dancing
the shot we need.
Champion. And that's all I can sing, because we might get sued.
You might get sued, right.
Yeah, I know nothing about the origins of that song.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank
yes,
you.
It was a wonderful evening. It was a fun, fun time.
Is it going to be really distracting if I hold it here the whole time?
Well, I'll actually call you Katie Cerna.
Yeah. At least you're not looking at yourself, so that'll be new.
I can actually now in that reflection, and I like it a lot. I like what I see.
Oh,
no,
see,
thank you. It was the best night.
It was a good time.
It was wonderful. A lot of fun.
It's just that we put so much work into it, as you well know, and
then it's over.
And now bam. I have a trophy.
Well, we used to go through that all the time because we would rehearse for 3 months for the Halloween show at BS
yes,
West, and then in one night, you're done.
Almost heartbreaking. Like, not heartbreaking, but I feel a little bit of emptiness.
Yeah.
As each number in the Halloween show would end, it'd be a little death.
Like, well, that's right, right.
We'll never see that again until the 1 year we did some by my pool.
Which
we all regret.
Finished the show by the pool.
But there was a number that we needed one more time with, so we did it in March.
Oh,
we did it outside,
really awesome.
Me and Tim's backyard by the pool.
I thought that was the number that actually got cut from the show.
Finale. We'd already done it like three different years in the show.
Oh, okay.
It was You Can't Stop the Beat,
right.
And we were all singing and dancing, and why not? People were in it that weren't really in it, and no one fell in the pool, which
right.
would be amazing.
All the way around the pool.
That actually sounds like a fun show.
Here she comes.
See?
Hi.
Those of you that were wondering why we had a three shot, it was because Marnie was in traffic on the way in. And
she's on Marnie time. This is very good for Marnie time.
It actually is.
She's not going to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought Ernie was coming with.
Ernie's on her way.
Okay, there's
good.
That. Got it. Whew. Well, you get yourself settled in there, Miss Ryer. We're just talking about the Dancing with the Bars win for Katie and Sean. Sean will be stopping by later.
He's coming by a little bit later.
This evening. Apparently, would you say something about he's very domestic? He's bringing cookies
he's
or something?
May or may not be bringing treats.
Oh,
very good. Oh, I think I may have brought, well, they're not really treats. It's just what I'm snacking on lately.
Well, as long as, is that a paleo diet? Like Katie was on at once?
It actually would fit on the paleo diet, which made me laugh.
No, somewhere in your satchel.
I'm into almonds now.
So oh, yeah.
I love almonds.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been snacking on those ones that are covered in with wasabi.
I almost brought wasabi peas too, but we're very limited because now we carry the purse. So the purse can only bring so many treats.
Yeah.
So y'all, in addition to this lovely new centerpiece for our show, we're popping bottles.
Okay. Are we not
the good stuff.
Do you need help? Or are you good?
It's Corbell. I see.
Good timing.
Actual noisemakers from the event.
Good timing.
She was late, but the timing was perfect.
Yes.
My congratulations, m'lady.
Thank you. I was working on that all day.
Well, I'd like to comment on the Dancing with the Bars, if I may. I took some notes.
Sure. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Yes. Feel free.
Okay. The opening act. Somebody help me with a name.
Shari Cherie in the House
of Fame.
Fantastic. All around.
Yeah.
Her pink was spot on.
That's what my family all of my family members were really jazzed about her and her pink. I didn't watch it because I was
you were backstage.
Puking in the bathroom. Right. I was so nervous.
A little nausea before a performance is always welcome.
Right.
I don't know what her chosen venue would be. Where would you sell that act besides
I'm not sure where
a dance festival?
They're going on tour with it because Sway's involved in that, but I don't know where they're doing the numbers. Though I agreed that it was wonderful and friends of mine were dancing in it, the only thing I thought of at the beginning, I thought it needed to be about half as long as it was. We didn't need every song that Pink had ever done.
Well, no, but she obviously they had time to fill,
and
though, because it wasn't like people were chomping to get onto the next thing. I thought it was
I just, oh my
and
gosh.
And I didn't feel like the judging was rushed because of it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm afraid to drop this on my laptop.
Yeah, because I don't remember what her, who the second person she...
There was someone who was Beyonce, because my parents
that
kept talking about
Sasha Bratz, who's here,
oh,
local
very,
girl.
That okay. was very good.
And she's toured nationally doing that.
Yeah,
my parents
good.
Loved her as well, and they were like at breakfast the next morning really debating as to whether or not this was a man or a woman. Oh, I love it.
I'm still having that debate with myself.
Memories like the corner of my mind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nobody will sue you over that.
No. Yeah, there's Jews out there waiting.
The fact that you mixed The Way We Were with Memory from Cats is really kind of amazing. So that was good. The drag queen, Sonia Bratz, what did you say her name was?
Sasha Bratz.
Same thing. Fantastic.
Yeah.
They were very good. They were worth my price of admission, I had to say.
My parents are also in love with Tyra. I swear to God, my family loves drag queens. Last year, they were obsessed with Barbara, Tyra Marie.
The newly crowned Miss Gay Arizona America. She came on stage with me.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
She didn't do anything, though, did she?
No, she was just...
She was helping backstage doing makeup.
Yes.
Okay.
I regress.
Right,
was backstage. She did makeup and was helping with hair.
But she didn't perform or anything. She just did a walk around.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big representing.
Katie, I have to give it to you. Your interview in the middle was the best one.
Oh, good.
It was.
I mean, you brought it home with what you were fundraising for, a personal story about a dog or something.
Yeah,
or,
dog food.
I don't know, you fed an animal somewhere.
You are welcome. I fed you those questions wonderfully.
No, that was really good. And the other one I thought...
And they were written for me, so I really had no dog in the show.
I'm like loving how I was just like, if something about a dog or something, considering that the money was good.
Yeah, but it explained where the fundraiser going.
Yeah,
and then
it sure
I thought
did,
Pussies was the other one that was... I mean, I was impressed by Pussy LaHoot from beginning to end of
Me
her.
Me too. And I didn't see her interview afterward, but her dance this year compared to last year was like not even a...
She was,
like, it was
out of her element, she felt, last year, this year. But it was... And I say this and it sounds like I'm being facetious or joking... She's dancing to music that was at her prom in 78. Yeah. So that's her world.
But it was entertaining music. Like, it really was. It was great songs. It was, even if you weren't really paying attention to the dancing, you got a couple fun songs. And who did, I didn't write it down, but thank God I remembered. Who did that version of How Deep Is Your Love? That sounded like Dolly Parton. And I'm assuming
Bee Gees,
you put, no, it wasn't a Bee Gees.
I'd have to go back.
It was a woman.
I'd have to go back. I didn't, because I really wasn't listening to what they were doing because I was trying to figure out.
I assume you do all her music.
I did not. I actually didn't know her stuff. I didn't share.
Okay.
So
we got to find out from Pussy because that version of How Deep Is Your Love, I think it was Dolly Parton.
Would make
actually
sense.
Lovely because she's worked with the Gibb brothers.
Would make sense because she loves Dolly Parton. Yeah, yeah,
that
was
really good. But Pussy's interview with fans, like, really good job. Tim Bishop, who I've worked with so many times, we did a drag show at Scottsdale Conference Center that was just a shame, but a lot of money. That number was so much fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it.
So now we have to clean out the studio with all this shit. We cleaned out a ballroom.
For me. Really. Mostly.
It's a shrine, Lil.
It's a shrine.
And I like that Tim called and asked if it was cheating that they use backup dancers, but I thought, what a great way to finish the show. And I guess no one knew. That was a surprise.
Well, none of the other contestants knew until we got there that day. And yes, this is all good and well and good and fun, but we're all quite competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so when everyone saw that he had backup dancers, people are going, what the fuck?
A minute.
And I said, shut your mouth because you're just pissed you didn't think of it
think
first.
Of it, right.
Yeah.
Because that's why I'm pissed because I wish I had backup
dancers.
Like, I'm good for them. I was just like, fuck. I wish
but
I would have
But she didn't
of that.
Need a backup dancer.
Well, no. What? No, that's true.
Not even
but,
a little.
But even to when you go to the things like National, like the Miss America, not straight Miss America, but like Miss Gay America and all that, when they do all their big production numbers, they've got 37 fucking people in it doing it.
Yeah,
so in some ways, it's bad because, you get everybody with the dazzle and the audience loves it, but the judges are like, but we're still trying to watch you dance. And though all this is going on, you're not losing sight of what they're really dancing.
But it was the last number of the thing. I mean, because
really
those pageants, I would rather plunge nails into my eyes than ever. And that's what I thought this was going to be. Like, Aaron and I were sitting next to each other. I'm like, one dance each, right? Like, I'm not here to watch these people live out third grade fantasies.
And change costumes.
And change costumes. Like,
right.
It's pretty quick. They do, they're good on the time. I think, they do the dance and they get out.
Somebody was talking about a costume change. I'm like, no. I did not sign up for a pageant. Because drag pageants, everyone needs therapy afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. So it was really tight, but it was entertaining. That last number, win or lose, it was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I said.
So that was, it's an audience event. Like, some people paid a lot of money to get in there.
Yes.
And you have to entertain them. It can't be the Al show. Like, it's gotta be something.
Which is, to me, that was part of why I thought the first the 25 minutes of them doing that was a little much. It should have been half.
But obviously they needed the time to get ready.
They didn't.
We had been there all day.
It didn't.
We were all just like chomping at the bit to get started.
But
everyone's anxious.
To let you know, to the audience, it didn't seem like a stretch of time at all. They were entertaining. I couldn't get over the fact that I was thoroughly entertained for like 3 hours.
Yeah, that's really good.
Because that really was not my expectation.
Lower
expectation.
It really was. Well, as soon as somebody said costume change, I'm like, I looked at Ernie and I'm like, I'm going to kill myself. If I got up early to watch another drag pageant, I'm going to kill you first.
And then me.
For not warning me.
And then yourself.
Right. No.
But it was, what I said to Tim afterwards is, I was like, well, I'm really jealous, Judy, of you, because you just got perfect tens, but he knows how to do this kind of show. Sure. He knows what he's doing. He picks the right music that everyone can get into. He's like, you have to pick something right in the middle. You can't pick something that's super new and modern, or you lose your older crowd. You can't pick something that's old and slow, or you lose everybody. You know, it's like, you have to pick this perfect song. You have to, he just knows. He's just good. He's really good.
And that's what I mean. Like,
He won last year with Nathan Roden.
To my surprise, how entertained I was. I was shocked. I was.
Well, and Keila did a fabulous job.
She
because,
did.
I don't know.
She did it in the second year that we had ever done. Yeah. Keila did it. And she was nervous as everything. Yeah.
She was so cute. And she did a great job then. But she was scared to death.
Right.
And just like Puss, you see this
I'm glad I missed all those cheers, because everybody looked happy to be. And I don't know that girl to save my life. I've never seen her before.
She's
in my
adorbsies.
Life. Yeah, it was a great number. Yeah. You were the best, though. You were my.
We picked
the top four, and we all got number four wrong, but we had the top three right.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I think that was. Yeah. I mean, I thought that as well.
There was one couple that I thought got way too high of scores during the judging, because there was only one number that I was like, please kill me now. I don't want to watch this. I'm not your grandmother. I should be able to leave. But they didn't go. They weren't in the top at all. But their scores were like ridiculously high. And I'm like, okay, who's being paid here? Like, because that's when I was like, okay, this show's going to suck.
Right. Yeah.
But I thought Ophelia was fun. Like her, that number.
They
was,
all did.
God bless her.
Her tearaway costume.
Oh, God bless
super
her.
Fun. Yeah. I'm glad you guys had a fun time, because it really is my favorite Sway event. Not just because I've been in it for the last 2 years, but I used to co-host and I've judged before, and it's super, super fun.
Yeah. And I will happily help promote for that in the future. Like, I thought that was really good.
And for as fabulous as you were.
Yeah.
You were fantastic.
I'm going to take the light and just go like that, because you did a fabulous job as well.
Wonderfully done. You and Gary were amazing.
Yeah. I lay all of that on Gary and on Helena, because this was the first year, and Gary even said it, the lunch we had the day before, it was the most well-organized. The fact that he could actually come to me the day before and say, here's the script, you have it all typed out, let's go through it and edit. Where the hell? And I even said to him, I'm like, what has changed in your life or in Sway's life that you can do this now?
It took
you
five years.
It took
that
5 years.
Be here.
Entertain persons.
And not only, I mean, Gary and I were looking at each other going, wow, this is good. I'm like, don't jinx it. Don't jinx it.
But it was tight.
After
and
the fact,
you were both very funny. And
it worked.
And great.
Thank you. I totally enjoyed that. And like, we're already planning for next year. I mean, obviously, that's already the next thing. The cool thing after the fact, and I don't recall if you got to talk to her as well. Most everybody that was there, we all wound up at Stacy's. Which Stacey Lewis being one of the competitors,
which is really fun.
Which is lovely. He just opens his heart and his bar to everybody
so
and all that.
Great. Which, I was really happy that he won that he was recognized too for his fundraising efforts.
Oh, yeah. Which I thought that was very cool as well. And that'll be something that goes on.
And he looked like he had fun. It was nice to see an older gentleman. And again, he was fun. I was entertained by the music.
I loved
Little
dance.
Helen.
Yeah. He stopped everything in his bar on the Sunday night, stopped everything dead, turned on the interior lights of the bar, like the cleanup lights, and Sean and Katie did their dance again.
Oh my God, how fun.
In the bar.
I didn't want to be on stage, but.
Right, no, seriously?
But we came in and everyone cheered.
A bigger lie you've never told
right.
me.
Intentional bullshit.
Yeah.
We came in with the trophy, because Sean was like, you have to bring it inside. I'm like, I can't. And he's like, we've worked really hard for this. We're taking it
over. You would have to pry that out of my hand.
My cold dad.
Will you take my money at the supermarket? Please?
I know. We went for a bite beforehand to Hanny's, because some of his dancer friends were going to Hanny's. So we went to meet them really quickly, and we took it in, and we walked in, and we got an applause from everyone at Hanny's, which was really kind of fun and felt good. And then we went to Stacy's, and everyone applauded. Yeah, and then Sean walks me down into the dance floor, and Stacey's on the microphone hanging out of the DJ booth, and he's like, you have to do it again. And I'm going, no.
Until please stop.
Until everyone's like, do it, this chanting. And so then, you know, of course, I like throw my purse to the wind and like take off my coat, and I'm like, I'm ready.
And there they are. Yeah. And they did the number.
And well, then, fantastic. So Clayton could see that I was getting a little more imbibed, if you will.
She was vahooched. She and C and Ciola were vahooched.
Yeah, we were. We closed down the bar. And so Clayton says, why don't we just leave this trophy here at Stacey's and I'll come pick it up tomorrow? Oh, and I thought that's probably a really good idea. Until Clayton left and I had another beer and I was like, I need my trophy. Like, I just wanted to, we did a photo shoot with it is what we needed it for. So then we left, and as the Uber cab is taking us home and we're passing Camelback on 7th Avenue, I see the lights of the taco stand and was like, obviously that's what I need right now.
Yeah.
So we flip around and we show up there, and it was a whole hot mess of a night at the taco stand. And Clayton, I set this on the table, and then God only knows what I'm doing. And he's like, I'm going to go ahead and take this home. I'm like, that's probably a really good idea. See you later.
Yeah. So I'm riding home with...
You take the trophy, I'll take my burrito. That's
well, totally.
Well, congratulations.
Let's toast to this.
I feel like we're wasting champagne.
Yes,
thank
lovely.
You.
I'm terrified of spilling it on my laptop.
Cheers.
So.
Cheers.
Air cheers, Martin.
Congratulations, yes. Job well done.
Thank you. It was just, you know...
I'm very proud
thank
of you.
Yes, lovely. Moment of silence.
Makes for good radio.
Oh, they can see us.
I'm going to pretend that almonds and champagne are a delicious combo.
How could they not be?
Anybody would like one?
No. Well, I'll send them in. I'll be stealing those from you, I'm sure. So that's what Katie has been doing. She did that. We're good. We're wrapping that up. And by the way, the trophy, because you were not sponsored by a bar, you basically were sponsored by this show. We get to keep the trophy. It's a traveling trophy. And for another year, we get to keep it in studio with us.
Yep. Yay. Whole year.
I love it.
So I know. Are you guys excited? Yeah. New centerpiece.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I'm going to build a shelf for it and a light.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll do that. Have a trophy stand.
Yeah. We'll do that. It'll be exciting.
Oh my God. Then we can all enter pageants, win stuff, and have trophies all over.
I love it. Not go to a pageant.
No, you wouldn't even enter one, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Because I'd be killing the other contestants just to shorten the program. Contestants 6 through 9 are dead, so we won't need their talent, evening gown, interview, life story.
We're getting out of here an hour and a half earlier, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Musical numbers from A Chorus Line, the movie, which I've sat through. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Be cut out. Oh, okay. So,
and if you're listening at home and you were the one that performed that, I'm still mad at you.
Oh. A waste of celluloid? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. The person that did that in the last drag con pageant, I got dragged.
Oh, I see. Got it.
I was like, Chorus Line, the movie, really? This is the level we're at?
Now, I have a question for Ms. Ryer. Now, I do know that you are taking off tomorrow.
I am.
You're going to the Midwest.
That's right.
Going to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And you're going to Minnesota because your girlfriend, Ernie Aaron, whatever you want to call her, she bought a car, or is buying a car, or is acquiring a car from a family member of yours, correct?
Or are we inheriting something from the non-dead again?
No, from the dead. My grandpa.
Bad. However... Fair to Midland.
Yeah. Buying at a greatly reduced rate.
Okay. So you're...
He doesn't barter like he used to?
So you're,
sorry, I couldn't
resist
it.
Not the same. No, not the same as it was.
You're going home to acquire said car and to drive it cross country.
Of course, yes.
Aaron conveniently can't go with you to get this car. I just kind of thought
she'll be in... she's going to be in school.
Uh-huh. Couldn't wait to.
I thought she was going to say purgatory.
I was going to say Peru.
Yeah.
Is she actually going to Peru?
No.
She went to Peru.
Oh, shit. Right. Yeah.
Damn it.
I knew she went somewhere.
Careful there, Tammy.
So many deets. So many deets that we just don't have the info on.
Before you got her, I called her THX. Tammy. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So you're driving back across country solo?
Solo.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the smartest choice you've ever made.
Well, I know, but the only person that I actually, enjoyed driving across country with, he too much shit on his plate is what he has.
That's me. That'd be
you.
Me, right. Yeah.
Big dinner?
Huh?
Big dinner?
Yeah, right?
I got lost in the metaphor. What do you?
Yeah.
No, the last time we went cross country, I flew back to St. Paul to get her, and we drove her car back cross country. She had driven there with her mother. Mom flew home, and then I went and got her, and we drove home. Now, what car are you bringing back? Is this like an 82 LeSabre?
No. It is not that. It's a 2005
LeSabre.
Same song.
Similar.
Light blue.
With fawn interior.
Right.
Velour.
Oh.
And fuzzy dice.
Fancy.
What?
Yeah.
No,
fancy.
2005 what?
Buick Century.
Still in the Buick family. We were so close.
I was like, damn it.
Okay. I love those old cars.
Just a cut tearaway.
It's an 05.
It's old. Shut up. It's 8 years old.
To you people.
No, I was just actually picturing my grandma's Buick.
That's amazing.
I was busy enjoying fawn fur. I don't know how that sheep has to die, but get it in my car.
I look at it this way. My Subaru is an 05, so I'm like, whatever.
Your stripper is an 05?
Subaru, yes.
Oh, Subaru.
And I would venture to guess, based on the fact that it was your grandparents' vehicle, probably none, or like, is it new car smell still in the vehicle?
Yep, and 40,000 miles.
Wow. Man, and you're good. It's just broken in and ready to roll.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just getting
there. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Good
thing. Incredibly.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, so you're going home to bring this home. I can't believe you didn't find somebody to go with you. I'm really surprised.
Well, okay, so you have to, if mom went with me, which she can't just because of work, so there's St. Paul, and then Burnsville's about 20 minutes away. She'd already be asleep. And
like driving alone.
Right.
Okay.
Except, I mean, you could be like, nudge a little bit, but that's it.
And the sleepy's catchy. So traveling with the sleepy is not a good idea either.
And she's narcoleptic, really. Driving back to Minnesota, 45 minutes. Total. 45 minutes.
And, oh, my God. Like, the whole trip.
The whole trip. And she had one for, like, one of those stints was 25 minutes, and she got lost. I don't want to talk about it because we're on I-35.
On one highway. It's a straight shot,
straight
Mom.
Line, yeah, exactly.
I woke up and I'm like, what the hell?
I think we need to turn onto this tiny side road right here.
Well, and the things on the side of the road,
the brrrr.
Yeah, like I'd just fall asleep because I was exhausted. And all of a sudden I'd be like, I'm good. I'm up. Super good nap.
Yeah.
Let's switch.
Yeah.
Because your eyes get crossed. Oh, it's terrifying.
Oh, driving. Yeah. So I hope that you'll be taking short and reasonable stints by yourself, especially.
Yeah, and I'm not going to try the whole overnight thing. I'm actually just going to stop.
And you know what? Enjoy the country. Yeah. It's summer. You might see a tornado or a weather event.
Oh, exactly.
I saw a tornado crossing when I drove out here.
Did you?
Yeah, way in the distance, thank God, but we saw it.
I really like road trips. If I'm not sleepy, I hate, obviously, nobody likes to be driving while they're tired, but I like it. I've driven across the country and around a lot of places. And I
if there's no real pressure to be anywhere, like we have to be back by Tuesday at 6.
I do.
Okay, well, that sucks. If you can do it another way where you have a little bit of
that was my stipulation. I was like, I'm going to, and not stipulation. I offered, I'll go, but I have to be back by Tuesday.
For this.
See, and that's it.
Actually,
that's it.
Yeah. Wow, I just picked that right on my ass.
That was good.
Yeah.
But no, so I'm excited to go home and see people because I'm really going through a lot of missing home stuff. And, and I'm praying to Jesus that nobody has anything to fix back there.
I'm thinking if I could find something for you to bring back for me.
I will. What do you want?
Well, no, I figured I can find out. Like, I'll go online see if I can find somebody who has a lawnmower for sale, like a lawn boy from back east.
But it's not my Subaru, so we can't shut
it. No, but it's a fucking Buick. It's got a trunk, and you're not taking a lot.
Have you seen these? The Buick Century? That's not this huge car. It's not that big. It's not like a love shack.
You can.
It's not like my old Skylark.
I'll see what I can find.
Which I could have put your lawnmower in, a bike, maybe a couch.
The whole garage.
Or my parents' Delta 88.
Yes, there
it was the love shack car.
Yeah. Right.
Seats about 20.
20,
Come on.
Bring your jukebox money.
So it'll be all exciting, and as long as Kansas just
and you are not
like
coming home with a lawnmower.
No,
you
I'm
are.
Not.
You are
BT Dubs.
But you're going that route. You're going up the upper route.
I think so.
I wish you could bring cheese curds, but I feel like you don't go through Wisconsin.
Oh, I would love you to bring cheese curds.
I feel like you're already on this side.
And I'm only 45 minutes from Wisconsin where I'm at.
I want some like legit curds.
Love cheese curds.
Too legit.
I am not familiar with a curd.
Cheese curds? Oh, when they squeak on your teeth, it's the best.
It's like a waxy ball of cheese.
No. It's all right. Delicious.
It's got the word cheese in it, so I'm probably going to be fine.
Yeah. You'll be
fine.
You'll eat a whole bag of the garlic
bacon.
The jalapeno can you wrap cheese bacon? Ones?
When living back home, when our uncle, an aunt from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, would come down, they would bring a cooler full, and they drove the big Delta 88 or whatever the hell it was. And so they'd bring a big-ass cooler, and the second we got that inside, we opened that, and we all just went crazy eating cheese curds.
Yep. Good. We have that for football season, which is coming up. Yay!
You can't believe how excited I am.
I know, you're thrilled.
Didn't even know.
We always, during the Packer-Vikings game, we have cheese curds and bratwurst. I mean, we try to get all the
Midwest.
Goods.
I can't believe you actually use the phrase Packers-Vikings together.
Oh, it's okay. When
and there's no vomit anywhere near me.
And I'll even say the Packers first for that.
Oh.
Because we're going to leave them in the dust.
Oh. So you have to be nice to the losers.
Yeah. Yeah, usually that's me. So that'll be exciting. And Erin is at her parents' now for the next couple weeks because they are coming in to replumb the entire house.
Oh, so now we've got to that level.
I'm the demo girl.
Now,
I just realized that I apologize. I truly ran out of there. That's disgusting. I'll take a break in a second.
What is it?
It's dust.
Drywall.
Oh.
Because I'm like,
I thought it was
trying
Erin.
No.
Is this covered by her warranty?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
She has a crawl space underneath there, and it's a swimming pool underneath it, because when you turn the sink on, this whole smells, everything is kind of coming together, because it is Feifel and his friends in the back bathroom in the walls.
Oh no. She got critters?
Yep. And they're like, we're getting rid of critters now, but that's the smell, and now there's new smell, because they went on vacation. And then
I just caught that.
Yeah, okay, they went to the farm. Right.
Went to the farm. They bought
it. Underneath the sink.
In fact,
when I pulled out the floor of the sink, there was just dirt, like about up to my elbow down. Like you could reach down into it because it's a crawl
space. Like you do.
Not okay.
And yeah, I don't feel like you should be able to do that.
No, you shouldn't.
Isn't there supposed to be
in California maybe
cement?
Yeah. Yeah, like a foundation. In California, maybe. Not here. So we couldn't figure out why it just smelled like musty old Midwest basement that hadn't been finished.
Okay.
Well, you turn on the faucet, and there's this one pipe that I had taken a picture of that I said, I'm not comfortable with that. And truly, it was like a bubbler, just water shooting out of it.
So a drain pipe that's gone.
Right. And so that was going underneath the house.
And I told her because she got an FHA loan, and that was FHA inspected.
Yeah.
She's got to sue those fuckers.
I was just going to say. Like,
yeah, that's why I asked about insurance.
Because FHA, they're very picky. They're supposed to prevent selling you lemons. And that's the whole reason that she paid $300 or whatever it was. It's expensive to get that inspection.
$450.
And they're $450. It's tough to pass. And the point is that you're not going to buy a lemon from them because they send out their inspectors. So for them, for her to have plumbing
issues,
there's been so many
issues.
This is going to, since April 26th, there has not been 1 minute she's been happy in that house. Easily. Not one.
And that sucks.
I don't recommend buying a house.
That's what I was going to ask. Was there an inspection? Because aren't they supposed to tell you, there's mice? I don't know if they tell you that, but certainly the plumbing, the crawl space.
I mean, there are things you don't know going in or that haven't happened yet. Like the sewer pipe. I think it just happened. It was just coincidence.
My apologies.
Was that you?
Yeah.
I had the same thing for Erin. That's what I'm like. Oh. And the rodents. We get rid of the cats that were living under the house.
And now you find out what the cats were for.
Oh, my God. You're so right. Yeah.
It's a domino effect.
I told you my fear of tree rats is why I let the old man that used to live next to me. Right. He had those three black cats running around. Yep. I'm like, if Grandpa's not going to pick the fruit on the top of that tree, I will feed those cats.
Yeah. I said the same thing.
I might even pet one.
Yeah. And I used to be scared of feral cats until I realized why they were so great. Mm-hmm. And so now I love seeing all those crazy cats in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah. I'm so excited, though, because leaving tomorrow, the boys are coming in. And honestly, I don't know who we have that's listening that's in Arizona right now, but Hummel Plumbing, I just love these boys. Hummel Plumbing, they have been phenomenal. Phenomenal and fair and good and kind, and I love them.
Brothers Plumbing is the one that I had to use, and I love them. They were
do you know
good.
What you should do for them is go on Angie's List.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Everything that we can do
because they
them.
Love it when you go on somewhere like that.
They
if
do.
You really
Actually,
like their service.
Brothers Plumbing and Air Conditioning, they give you the card at the end. They're like, please, if this was bad, tell us now. If it was good, smile and nod, and then please go on Angie's List and let people know, because it really does help.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's where Kelly finds all of our.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. And I brought ice cream. It's not Häagen-Dazs.
Oh, we have
but you
ice
said
cream?
Because this one is finally done with
every other diet.
Well, they started back again tomorrow.
Yeah.
yes. Yeah, no, totally.
We started the top.
We started, Anyway, so we have ice cream.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
This is why she's like, what's the lemon for? Dare we ask?
And that's for my tea. And,
Not as exciting.
These are for Al.
What are those?
Snickerdoodles, because I didn't have something else.
Oh.
But could you pass that down? The bag got a little crumpled.
I would be happy to.
I'm not sure what we're passing.
Mr. McKee.
Oh, it has my name on it. Why does it have my name on it?
because that's where we went in San Diego for lunch.
Oh, you went to a place called Clayton's? I don't know of this place. I'll have to find
this. I didn't either. We saw it and we're like, we need to go in.
I'm going
to
take a picture before I ruin
this.
I'm
going to get the sugars by the end of this. They have champagne, vodka, and a cookie.
Well, I have a question for you about sugars later.
And also, just to be as white trash as humanly possible.
Oh, is Honey Boo Boo showing up?
Oh, no, but I have all that information. I can't believe that I'm doing this, but I didn't have anything else to pour it into. These are delicious.
What is a strawberry-rita?
No. It's a Bud Light Lime.
Strawberry-rita.
Strawberry.
That is way too much going on in one can.
I've heard they're good. I've never tried it.
It's a big can.
First at the New Kids on the Block concert.
Yes.
Well, I think we need to push it and get sponsors to help pay for this show.
Anyway, so really?
It obviously cost you a fortune to get in here.
I mean, this is pathetic.
What in the goddamn?
No, this is the best night.
Put her on camera for that. Look at that.
Hang on, Martin. There, I'll take that. Like, that camera. There's all that shit.
I would never carry that much shit.
My gosh.
And I like you people.
Yes.
Right?
I like you people. Okay, all right. So,
Arnie, thanks.
Al, I'm sure you probably worked or did something that, because I know how you are. You're a workaholic. Oh my God, there's a little mug inside it. Oh, what is this for shots?
Yeah. It can be.
That's cute.
That is not meant for coffee. Espresso, perhaps.
It's a little diner, and that's what they put their coffee in. We were like, oh, hell no.
I got to go.
That's cute.
Yeah, I'm very busy.
It is cute. Yeah.
Thank you, Marnie. That's very cute. I did not expect anything, but I will find this place when I go there.
And I'm so like.
And it's delicious.
Tuned in. I'm waiting for that ice cream to pop up. It said Clayton's on it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, I got it.
So delicious.
The Big C, as I've been called. The Big C.
I tell you, I am just 30-40 minutes behind a normal person.
You're on the delayed feed today. Al, working, not working, killed anybody lately?
No, lots of movies, catching up on TV, which I'll bring up all in entertainment. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I was thoroughly entertained for 2 or 3 hours and managed to slug down some white wine at a hotel. So
sure.
Nothing going to go wrong in that story.
$12 glasses of white wine.
Yes. Yeah.
They were nine.
Nine. Oh, good. Okay. Which was bad enough.
Yeah.
I thought, because I like...
No, I mean, it's a
captive audience.
I worked for Hilton for 2 years in the 90s, 3 years, something like that. I know what things are going to cost in a hotel. And like I said, I have a job. Yeah, right. I have a job. And I can pay when it's time to pay.
And I always forget to bring my flask of mints like that because I don't need it.
And thank you also for your last drink ticket.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah.
I was already like a little bit buzzed and totally hyped up on energy. And I was like, oh my God, get me a drink ticket. I felt like a crack fiend.
And you are welcome, kind lady. Very welcome. All right.
Your week, aside from Dancing with the Bars?
Build up for that, Dancing with Bars out of the way, a couple work things. Apparently, I'm going to have a new client in Colorado, in Littleton. Called, talked to me today, saw us on the Bar Rescue show.
Stop it.
Saw the Bar Rescue episode and called us there, because our website was on the thing. Called us, talked to her, so I'll be shipping some equipment to Colorado. A little far to drive.
Do you get to travel there, though, and do your setup?
I don't really need to, because as we have streamlined everything so well, the equipment arrives to me, I configure, I re-box up, and then ship to her, and then she calls me, and she's like, where does this plug go? And literally, it comes online, and she's done. She's
oh, wow, left. And you can manage it from here.
All of it.
That's and what really city?
What
city?
Littleton, Colorado. It's a...
Familiar?
Was Colorado the 39th state in the union?
Sure, let's say yes.
38, 39? Because that's what it's called.
That's about right.
It's called, it's called 38th State Brewery or something. And they're like a microbrewery. They do their own things and stuff.
They sound fantastic. Columbine?
We weren't going to say it.
Yeah, something bad happened, but we don't need to talk about it.
No. any one of a number
of
bad
things. Nobody gave me the memo.
Yeah, a lot of bad. I do have to say, though, before we go any further, because it was the one thing, and I actually wrote it down and I still forgot it. It is my sister Debbie's.
Birthday.
Probably long since in bed, but it's her birthday and she's old. So we call her, I now call her
call
Aunt
her
Debbie.
Debbie.
No, I call her Aunt Debbie because
Aunt Debbie.
No one that's in my generation can possibly be that old. So I've started doing that to all my cousins. I call them all Aunt and Uncle now. Because my denial is that runs that deep.
That's great.
There's that.
I like it.
Was that all you had to throw out there, Al?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was more.
Yeah.
I thought you had a little bit more.
Aunt Deb's birthday.
Everything of mine is coming under the entertainment umbrella.
Guys, I see very well. All right, 7:34. We are coming back. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. In addition to the more stuff about Katie and dancing, because I'm sure we won't be able to escape that fully.
She hates the spotlight.
Just like when Al talks about something that he's done. We'll be back.
I don't really mean it.
Sure, right? We'll be back right after this. Headlines coming up, entertainment, the drinking game, and much more. Stick with us, won't you please?
You're listening to You Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual.
And I give a damn about equality.
Want to know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
Join us at wegiveadamn.org to learn more.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
That's the one I meant to hit. It's headlines on a Tuesday evening, as we typically do. It's some fun. I'm not sure what happened there. Some random and obscure laws that actually do exist.
The Pope's good with gays.
After 74 years, pen pals finally meet in person.
Fuck Zimbabwe.
Fuck right in the ass.
McCain thinks strippers will do just fine without paper dollar bills.
What about a wiener?
More men are getting butt implants.
And Russia does not like gay Olympians.
Also, an unwitting drug mule sues the Ford Motor Company. These and many more exciting things.
I'm an unwitting mule.
I didn't mean to do that. Right. Unwitting mule. There we go. Ah, my heavens. Marnie, never mind. I'll take the first one. Got
good,
it.
Thanks.
good, thanks.
Thanks.
Well, Audrey Sims is 83 and lives in Australia, and her American pen pal, Norma, who's 87, well, she lives here in the States, obviously, and they have finally met in person after 74 years of sharing their lives through actual written letters.
How many years?
74.
They reenacted a scene from Beaches. It was lovely.
Franti and Sims for the first time Monday, which was yesterday afternoon, at a Corpus Christi International Airport lounge. Franti, who lives in Portland, Texas, was 13 years old and in eighth grade back in Kansas way back in 1939 when a school project led her to begin her correspondence with Sims, who was nine at the time. The girls grew up but continued writing, sharing details of their lives. And in fact, they share things with each other's lives that they didn't even share with anyone else in their family. Ms. Sims says that she's willing to start using email to correspond if Norma would learn how to use a computer. But if not, no problem. They'll continue to write longhand letters.
And the post office needs them.
Oh, well, sure they do. When they started exchanging letters, it took a month for each letter to reach its destination. And now it takes just a few days. But that was really cool. There's a video. In fact, I think I put it on our... I did not put it on the Facebook page. But there's a cute video showing the two gals actually meeting for the first time. And the one has the box of every letter that she's ever received from her. It was very, very cute for them.
And the other one has no idea where they are.
Or where she is.
Yeah. So, I didn't realize we were that close.
It's been 74 years.
I threw them away.
Yeah. But I thought that was a cute story.
Very cool.
Yeah. And it's lovely.
I wish that I could write more letters. Not really. But, I mean, in theory, it would be sweet. But I wish I could have a pen pal. Again, not really. Just in theory.
You can. You still can.
Right. Yeah, no. Remember how I said that was just in theory. Okay. I actually want one. But, like, in my head, it's a really, sweet thing.
My godmother and my mother used to write letters. And that was the only letter. Like, the whole time I lived away from home, they would send me letters. I used to love getting them.
My grandfather wrote me letters.
They're always filled with useless information, but in beautiful penmanship.
Yes.
For 29 cents a day, you can get a picture of a little boy who needs your letter from a country.
I know.
You can get those.
I was a little scared. A
child and a little
29 cents a day. Yeah. That's where I was like thrown. Yeah,
$29.95 a month.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, there's that.
I'm not gonna write him back though, so it's just rude.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be like, ha, the kid wrote me, dumbass. I didn't mean that.
Here's mommy, your penicillin. Good luck. Yeah.
Mommy, daddy, I know the letters any day now. No camel, son. Go ahead.
So the Pope. Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah.
Kind of, right? He says, who am I to judge? What?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
I'll never be on this show.
No. Let's not push it. Yeah.
If judging is wrong, why does it feel so right?
Because I do it a lot.
I don't have to be right. So you have to remember this Pope Francis dude is the guy who was, you know, children allowing gay couples to adopt was discrimination against children, according to him.
I didn't know he said that.
Oh, yeah. See, he's still the same evil fuck that the rest of them are.
He was that Pope that, as far as in Argentina, he was to prevent Argentina from becoming the first Latin American country to legalize gay marriage.
That he hates gays. I thought that first comment you
No, and meant, declared that allowing gay couples to adopt would be the other.
Yep, right. No, I got it.
So anyway, he reached out. There were a bunch of reporters that were asking him some questions, and I guess he's the most impromptu pope.
Right.
Since Pope John Paul II.
No filter.
Much
to their horror.
To the chagrin of the Vatican.
They were on Pope Force One in the air.
Pope Force One, exactly. Right.
Pope Force
That's
One.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
They were flying in the Jesus clouds.
We're all here to see the Pope.
That's right.
Pope.
That's what got us popped for the first time. It did. Go ahead.
So he said that, you know, as far as... Pope Francis reached out to gays on Monday saying he wouldn't judge priests.
Oh, no, he didn't reach out to gays.
Yeah. For the priests.
Slow it down, lady. Yeah. All right.
Little quote on here. That's why I thought it was interesting. For their sexual orientation. If someone is gay, he searches for the Lord and has goodwill. Who am I to judge? But he was talking about priests. And so that's the interesting thing. Like, why?
They were asking because there's this secret lobby that everybody keeps
gay
talking
lobby.
About. And eventually Dan Brown will write a book about them and how they're hiding treasures all over Europe. Just give it a minute.
Why Pope Benedict had left.
Yeah, because allegedly this Pope lobby, this gay lobby was gonna really bury Benedict under like all the sex scandals. Charges and sex scandals and everything was gonna allegedly they got him to resign for the first time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it wasn't about age. It was like, I'm getting the fuck out.
I'm getting the fuck out because they're like gay lobby that's in the Vatican. And so they keep asking Pope Frank about it, like, do they exist? And he's like, I don't know if I know them. And he's being very candid. Uh-huh. And then he's like, and if there are gay priests and they have goodwill in their heart, but what he's saying and they're all saying is they have to be celibate. Like, they can be gay in theory, but not practicing gay.
Well,
which I'm fine with.
And also celibate in theory, because you know who they're diddling a little bit on the
side. No. But that's so I like that it's across the board. Everybody, all of them.
Intentionally racist.
Yeah. They have to be celibate. And the one priest that was on CNN said, we expect the same thing from the gay priests if they exist as we do from the straight priests if they exist. Is that they all can't, none of them can have sex.
Right.
Like, it's not about procreation. It's the actual act, which is the first time they've said that because the reason for the Jesus Christ, I already forgot the word. The abstinence is
Jesus Christ.
No, it's not. He said nothing about it.
I thought you were reaching out for help.
I know. I was like, well, that's a weird
It was all about procreation
prayer.
Because of all the wealth that the church accumulates. Back when priests could marry and have children, they were passing the money from the church down to their children.
Is that right?
So they put the kibosh on getting married and said, you are celibate now. There will be no more progeny of the church. We're not giving money to anybody else. It stays with us. So you die without children. And that was that didn't start till way late. I want to
See,
say like fourth
I thought
century.
That,
no, Jesus
I thought
says
it was because they were like married
it.
To God.
No, they make up that lie like Jesus wasn't a sexual being, and of course he was. He was 33 years old living in the Middle East sexy in sandals. He was fucking.
I think you'll
you know, you know what I mean? There's nothing about celibacy. That's all man made.
That's Jesus he's talking about right there.
I'm,
people.
I'm
Ladies
pretty
and gentlemen.
Sure if you
the big JC.
Big JC.
If you lick a finger and flip your way through that little fictional book they got
so
called the Bible,
this.
You're going to find a lot of stories in there that are just not quite believable.
Yeah.
No, but that's not in there anywhere. The celibacy of the priesthood is not till centuries later, and it was to stop them from inheritance.
That makes quite a bit more sense.
Yeah.
Continue on, Marty,
and
with you.
And with this, the longer version of what he had said, but not super long, is... Basically, in a different translation, when I meet a gay person, I have to distinguish between their being gay and being a part of a lobby, this gay lobby that Al was referring to. So if they accept the Lord and have goodwill, who am I to judge them? They shouldn't be marginalized. The tendency to homosexuality is not the problem. They're our brothers. So it's about the priesthood.
And that's a nice thing to say. Like, it's not really that old bullshit about hate the sin, love the sinner. That I just want to stab people in the neck over.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
You bite me. Right.
Like, I'm still gay, even if I'm not getting laid.
You bite me.
Yeah. I don't have any fucking time for that.
So he really did. I thought his wording of that, and it may be the translation from whatever language Frank speaks.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Frank likes to be a joker.
Yeah.
He likes to play a little bit. He said.
Walks among the people just like the undead.
He sure does. Just like Jesus.
And the big JC.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well done.
Lot in common.
Supposedly.
But, Allegedly.
Thank you.
Star Jones is back on TV again. We got to say allegedly.
Lot. He brushed off this the rumors of this gay lobby. And
it's like death in a can.
By the way, it's delicious. With somewhat of a joke. There's a lot of talk about this gay lobby, but I've never seen it on the Vatican ID, he says.
No, I know. That's funny.
Oh, Joker.
That's cute.
They're funny in Argentina.
That Frank is funny.
Frank.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
don't do it. No llores for me.
Delicious.
I don't know if anybody else caught this story. Get off my lawn.
You got to do it with more. But get off my lawn. Do you know what that's from?
Well, Clint Eastwood movies.
Thank you. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Not talking to a chair. This is different.
No. Right. I know.
It was
Beat up Buick.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
It's a
Gran Torino.
I'm very impressed.
It's actually because I saw Ellen today and they played a game where they had to guess characters and Rob Lowe did that. And so I was just, that's fresh in the brain.
Well done.
Wow. And speaking of Rob Lowe, who did he sell his soul to and how do I get the contract into my house?
Because he's gorgeous.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah. He is 50 years old.
Oh yeah. Missed that. Yeah, he's very handsome.
Missed that. Speaking of people who are above 50 years old, Senator John McCain has a wish for any exotic dancers who might feel the pinch from legislation he's backing that would do away with the paper dollar bill and replace it with a dollar coin. He says, shake what your mama gave you and maybe you can make more moolah. Well, McCain joined four other senators in introducing the Coins Act, C-O-I-N-S, Coins Act, last month. Advocates for the measure contended that saying sayonara to the George Washington bills in favor of new dollar coins would save the government billions of dollars, which they will surely figure out how to spend somewhere else. But a revealing 2011 ITK investigation found that at least one esteemed gentleman's club in Washington was opposed to similar legislation introduced at the time. Daniel Harris, owner of Archibald's Gentleman's Club in downtown Washington, D.C.
Really, told Archibald?
Us, yeah, Barisol.
Really?
I think it would, quote,
Archie.
Yeah.
I think it would be very awkward for everyone involved. How much more would a coin weigh than a dollar bill? It would be very difficult for the dancers. The manager also astutely pointed out that you can't put a coin in a garter belt. When pressed about the predicament facing scores of the country's skin-bearing and bill-collecting men and women, McCain responded without missing a beat, quote, then I hope they could obtain larger denominations. The 76-year-old lawmaker began answering another reporter's prying question before cracking a smile and then yelling back down the hallway, fives, tens, and 100s.
Yeah.
That's...
Now, and go, I just John like to McCain. Point out, allegedly, she's got a coin purse. Just stick it on in there, baby.
Oh. I do love that they, I mean, of course they went to Archibald's of downtown Washington D.C.
Because really, you know, their place is making a fortune.
The esteemed gentlemen off the same guys that want to get rid of the $1 bill.
Right. It's probably right by K Street, too, with all the Christians living in the... Yeah.
But now, if I'm not mistaken, and I've not been to D.C., but I know a lot of others who have, isn't D.C. just like full of strip clubs? Like, there's like
gay bars,
gay bars. Like, you can be completely nude standing on a bar, and a guy can like be beating you in the face with his dick at a bar.
And we have a listener named Lola in Toronto. I believe her name is Lola.
Hi, Lola.
She was a showgirl.
She hasn't commented. Although there was a lovely Copacabana bar in Toronto when I used to hang out there.
Yeah.
Her name was, I can't stop now. Her name
Lola. Mix it with a different Barry song as well.
Their strippers can be completely nude, and Canada has the loony and the toonie. The loon is the $1 bill, and the toonie is the $2, but they're coins.
Come on.
And they weigh, and I think it was Aaron Burnett on CNN that held it up and showed you, like, even in your pocket, you can tell the quarter from the loony from the toonie. Like, immediately
and
you know.
But what do their strip clubs do?
That's what I'm saying. So
they go loony tunes.
Yeah.
Clearly. Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I did.
Clearly, Canada strippers have worked out a way to make money.
Sure.
But the thing is, people always say, well, I'll confuse a dollar for a quarter. But when you go there, the weight is different, the feel is different. And then the toonie has, I think it's the toonie, has a little piece of brass in the middle that, like, you can actually feel.
Oh, you can feel the different
textures. But I can't remember, I really think it is the loonie and the toonie, if that's not funny.
I'm not sure.
But Lola, if you're still online, and Lola was your name.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I interrupt really quickly?
Why not? Everybody else does?
Sure. Hey, Harrison.
Hi,
thank you so much for your contribution to the Joshua Tree feeding program.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you card in the mail. But nice. I just logged on for the first time to the chat. I had like been not getting on. So, and I just saw your name and it made me remember. So yeah, Harrison went online and contributed.
That's wonderful.
Good as Katie June with the quick response thank you cards.
I'm trying to get better.
I get trying to get better because yeah. 2 days wasn't fast enough.
Well, I used to be really bad about it. Now I'm trying.
Like when you were 12?
As of late,
I
to
mean,
improve.
What?
Yeah. And we're truly international. Donnie from Okinawa is up
here.
Toronto. We got Tyler in Tennessee. Harrison.
Hi, Tyler.
Let me look.
Matt's listening in New
Hi,
York.
Harrison. Hi, everybody. Matt.
Matt's threatening to write me letters.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is like not how ones? I want to find out what sarin gas is.
Careful what you open. Go ahead, Martin.
Well, I don't think that any of us should go ahead and take a trip to Zimbabwe anytime soon.
Oh, good. I wasn't planning right
I now. I mean, really, we have Russia and Zimbabwe that we should probably avoid, from what I'm understanding.
And Uganda.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I never thought about that as a vacation destination.
I'm glad that you put Zimbabwe on your list.
Nope.
Nope.
I didn't, but now it's certainly not going on it. I had never thought about Zimbabwe before until I saw this fucking maniac who... If I go to a camera.
Oh.
But, I mean, seriously.
Well, you can't see it.
And because he's really dark. Intentional.
Yeah.
What a fucking douchebag.
Never mind.
So,
Yeah, you still can't see it.
Still can't see it.
Whatever. Next to me, you can.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Jeez, he looks like a nut.
Well, yeah. And he
is. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to butcher the shit out of his name because he likes to butcher the gays. So yeah, let's butcher things. Robert Mugabe. So it's this hatred toward homosexuality. It's like the Westboro Baptist Church showed up in Zimbabwe and said, and said, hey, let's get together because we believe the same things.
Okay.
Except he's actually, you ready? Worse than the Westboro Baptist Church.
Well, the Westboro's not actually mutilating or killing people. They're just annoying as shit.
Right. And they're not promoting mutilating and killing people.
They're just annoying. Right. Yeah. No, you just said that.
But that's where you're wrong. If you go to the money for all these people, like Zimbabwe and especially Uganda.
It's coming from here.
It's coming from American American churches.
And churches. Fucking thing. Churches.
Yeah.
Churches.
Who
funded,
tax
exempt.
What?
Should never
who
be.
Who are helping write the laws, and especially in Uganda. They're helping write the laws.
It's all missionaries.
The missionaries and the high-ups in the church. Not only are they helping write the laws, but they're using their money to fund these people because they're for it, because they think that the anti-gay movement can start in Africa and work it this way.
And we're and
just start fucking beheading people? Like,
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's evil. It's like, dig a little deeper and you'll find a Mormon. I swear to God.
At you.
You know what their slogan is? Give head, lose your head.
Okay.
I just made that up. I have no idea.
Hey, but it's good if it translates.
A little sodomy hurt everybody.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is an election for Mr. Zimbabwe President Mugabe. I think it's Mugabe. Just because it sounds like it should be.
How about just Muga fuck you? Muga fuck yourself.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
It's like Argo fuck yourself, right. Muga fuck yourself.
I'm going to have to think about that. What were we saying a couple weeks ago? Everything was Japan.
Okinawa,
fuck yourself.
Okinawa, Zimbabwe, fuck you. So just like throw it together. I got to come up with something more concise. So there was a rally last week, and he told thousands of supporters that there should never be acceptance of homosexuals, and that the Western civilization is trying to make them accept in order to receive aid. Okay.
How about just don't behead people, and then maybe.
Right. And now this was going to be kind of my headline instead of fuck you, Zimbabwe, basically, but he described us, and I'm just going to go with us, as worse than pigs, goats, and birds.
Why did I get birds? I hate fucking birds.
Well, because I could have started
here. You don't
like
any animal.
I know, but I hate birds most of all.
So does Aaron.
Yeah.
So it's good you two share
that. Dirty fucking creatures.
Yeah. Tippy headrun.
Seriously, what? Goats, pigs, and birds. Where the fuck do you pull that out of?
Who knows? Just, well, don't tell him your ass, because they'll get upset about it.
No. If you take men and lock them in a house, as a quote, for 5 years and tell them to come up with two children and they fail to do that, then we chop off their heads. Why are you waiting for 2 years? Because guess what? In 2 minutes, they couldn't come up with that. I mean, it's not going to happen. Two men locked in a house cannot create children.
That isn't.
So therefore,
right. But they're not. But they're only putting 5 men in the house. You said 10 men. What was it?
If you take
poor leftover guy
men
and lock them in a house for 5 years,
right?
And tell them to come up with two children.
Right.
It's like if you leave St. Louis at 4:50.
Yeah.
On one train.
And then a dirty bird leaves on another.
Lock them in a house with a goat and a chicken in his bag. Lock them in a house for 5 years and tell them to come up with two children, and they fail. chop off their heads.
That doesn't but make sense, no, but you can't even argue
now,
that.
If you, right, but you if you wait 4 years, maybe. We
now,
don't know.
And now to jump ahead, like Obama was just in Uganda. And help me if I'm wrong, that he was in Uganda. And it was right after the Supreme Court decision came down. So here he is. He's unprecedented with the president of Uganda. And Uganda is seriously beating these people by a mile on anti-gay laws.
Yeah.
And so here's Obama standing on stage at a press conference with the president of Uganda. And Obama has to take a question about being pro-gay. The Supreme Court had just passed this. He was happy for the gays and for civil rights for all his brothers and sisters. And the president of Uganda was ready to have a meltdown next to him.
That's
so then the press turns to him and says, how can you two have a meeting together when you want to eliminate gays and he's for their advancing their rights? Mm-hmm. And the Ugandan president just had like some shitty-ass comment to say. Mm-hmm. And so then the reporter stayed on... Obama, like, why are you here visiting a country and breaking bread with this man when he has an atrocity of human rights going on?
Right.
And that press conference got shut down from all sides. Like, and CNN reporting that Uganda's gone. Like, I mean, it was just, they were done. They just, everybody had
and
to stop.
As they should be.
Yeah.
Right,
well,
right.
And because Obama had a father that was African, this Mugabe is just beside himself. Obama says, imagine the son born out of an African father, that if you want aid, you should accept the homosexual practice. We will never do that. And it's just
good.
Very,
then fucking starve to death.
Then don't.
Oh, that's so mean. Right. But
no,
just
by the way, I don't think it is. And that's just
and
an opinion.
Because they're beheading people.
But it's his opinion.
And in their,
not the opinion
in
of
that,
all.
In that
right.
continent.
And that's the hard
that's
part.
That's not a homosexual issue.
Right.
On that continent, AIDS is not a problem with homosexuals. Uh-uh. AIDS is rampant in the heterosexual community.
With everybody. It's just an everybody
with
problem.
With everybody, yeah. I mean, it's where the women, dying, I mean, with just, the women, the children, the people of poverty, the lowest in society.
Which is mostly everybody.
Right. It's a disease for them that they can't get drugs for and can't get help. And you're
And it's horrible because that's
can
usually...
They can have butt
Donnie
babies.
Donnie wants to say they can have butt babies, so thank you for that. That is a nice visual.
I saw it. I was not going to bring that comment up, but
I love
you
it.
Always did.
Butt babies.
We went for it.
So Dan Savage, personal hero of mine, was on...
I love
God love him.
Yeah, he was on...
God, he's funny.
Real Time with Bill Maher. I know you don't have HBO, but someday you'll get it. But he was on there...
Maybe not.
Someday. He was on there, and he had... There was maybe it wasn't this week. It might have been last week with Grover...
Cleveland?
No.
Dead.
I know.
Grover?
What's Rehnquist? What's his name? I'm getting all the names
Grover,
wrong.
Grover, the money guy?
Yeah, the guy with all the tax things. Norquist.
Got
so
it.
Norquist was on there. Some other uber conservative is on there. And Dan Savage comes out. And he just, because he's the one that came up with calling Santorum the gooey mix of feces and sperm that gets left up a guy's
that's
ass.
Fucking fantastic.
And it's called Google it, still there. So this guy is good at getting people. So he knows he's got Grover Norquist and this other guy. And he's just going to make them as uncomfortable as possible. And he's just talking, just filthy, filthy talk that you just wouldn't have a normal conversation. But you're on HBO. It's not TV. It's HBO. And they say something about gays being unable to have babies. He's like, I don't care. I inseminate my boyfriend every chance I get. We're just going to keep trying. And the guy that was in the middle, he was a former congressman from Florida. And Bill Maher's like, you are just going to kill your booking agent when you walk out of here. He's like, no, I've seen the show before. And Dan
That's
Savage
awesome.
Goes, I'm not letting you off the hook. It's going to get worse.
He's brilliant. That
he
Dan
really,
Savage is
he
brilliant.
Really is.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And when Kelly and I were trying to get pregnant, and again, we are again, but, and people have said,
trying.
Yeah. Yep, not pregnant. Not pregnant at all.
I was like,
no.
All of a sudden, I'm like, give me that strawberry Rita back.
But people said, are you guys pregnant yet? And I'm like, no, but we are trying a lot. We are trying really, really hard.
Daily.
Yeah.
We're
frequently.
Practicing.
We really want to have
We're
that baby.
We're going to get this one right, yeah.
So that's fun.
Oh, I think that's brilliant.
Hashtag lesbian sex.
Hey, at least you're not experiencing bed death. We've had a lot of conversations about that.
Well, yes.
There's that.
Yeah. We got a lot of mileage out of that one.
Yeah, you're right. Still coming.
We are already going in directions that I had no intention of this ever going.
Thanks, Donnie.
But we're here. Yeah,
seriously.
Thanks.
Well done, Donnie.
Okinawa, Donnie.
Okinawa.
It's the show. We're at the end of hour one. We got 2 more hours to go. We're coming at you just a few minutes with the drinking game. Some more headlines. We got Death Watch. We got entertainment. Some sports shit. All kinds of stuff. For some reason, Marnie has a banana on the table. We'll figure that out later in our
Is
sex talk.
Is that a banana in your tailpipe?
Yeah. Anywho,
butt babies.
We'll be back moments from now on the other side. Join us, won't you? Or Won't you not? I'm not sure.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, hello once again. It is 8 o'clock. I like how you all are talking, knowing the mics are coming back up.
Well, we all shut up.
It's
we
the not. Show. It's the show on Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee. I'm here with Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. We join you each and every Tuesday evening, coming to you live from Central Phoenix.
Thursday, according to you earlier.
I said Thursday earlier, and I said her name was Tammy, and Tammy's never been in this studio or on our show. So,
I don't know Tammy.
I'm not sure. And I'm not talking about Debbie Reynolds' character.
Were you talking about Boxed?
I may have been. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where I got that.
That's a happy comparison. I like it.
That's seriously.
Another pretty lesbian. I don't know. Maybe that's a comparison I got. I don't have any idea.
Pretty women. Fascinating.
Pretty women. There's
how
that.
They make a man see.
Right.
Give him some more.
Or Al.
We have some more headlines.
No, because he might wake up in a pool of his own.
Yeah. Face down in a pool of his own sick.
It's like the Academy Awards.
It's happened before.
It'll probably happen again before you're dead.
Yep. Good thing I survived it. Or how I died. Yeah.
Exactly right.
I'm going to take Missy L in the library in a pool of her own sick.
There's that. Winner. Show me winner.
Exactly. I'm taking even money on that one. House odds.
Good Lord in heaven. Well, we do have some more headlines to go through. But before we do that, I think we should just start the drinking game now just because, well... We should.
I'm double fisting it. We might.
So we're going to do that right now.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, in honor of Star Jones being back on TV for no reason I can find, we're going to have to go use allegedly as our drinking word.
Oh,
I like it.
I think we can get an awful lot out of that, allegedly.
Allegedly. In a pool of her own sick, allegedly.
Well,
due to poor lighting and a lack of convincing witnesses, we'll never know.
Well, allegedly.
Oddly, I have a story that does involve some allegations.
Oh.
Well, let's go to Texas. Actually, let's go to Mexico.
Let's not.
A West Texas please. Man who became an unwitting drug mule for Mexican drug traffickers is suing the Ford Motor Company.
Is he one of the survivors of the West Texas bombing?
No, I don't.
Okay. Just wondering.
I only read one story at a time.
Yeah. Allegedly.
You're talking about Koresh? What the hell?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bad joke.
A few different stories, yeah. Allegedly.
I know
you guys are all paying attention. Allegedly.
Let's go back to this. A West Texas man who became an unwitting drug mule for a Mexican drug traffickers is suing the Ford Motor Company, alleging the automaker freely gave away the car key codes that allowed traffickers to plant marijuana in his trunk. An FBI affidavit from 2011 says traffickers used a locksmith to make copies of their victims' car keys. Now, here's how they did it. Ricardo Magdalenas was convicted of drug trafficking in May of 2011 and faced more than 3 years in prison when he was cleared of any wrongdoing. His attorney, Luis Lopez, says Ford has no countermeasures in place to keep criminals from gaining access to key codes. In court documents, Ford says the owner's manual said replacement keys are available through Ford dealerships and denies Magdalenas was warned about the code information being given to third parties. So what these drug people are now doing, they find you drive into Mexico. Again, something I'll never do. Drive into Mexico.
Oh, I've done it all the time. Very safe.
But he's got a car, and it's a car, like a newer car like yours. So they can call Ford. We have this VIN number. get keys, access the car when you're not looking, stuff pot in the sides of your car, and then you drive it across. So that's what they did. So Ford has no countermeasure in place to prove that, you know, I could call up and say I need keys to your car.
Wow.
Giving the VIN number, and they're like, oh, okay.
Anybody at any time.
Anybody at this point. So
I'm going to try to steal a car.
They've got no check and balance in system. Now, for older cars, you can't because there's no key codes. I mean, with older cars, they did, but they were on a little tiny tab that was punched out of what is the keyhole where your key ring goes through. Because if you ever bought a brand new GM car, those key tags come with it. Most people lose them. But in the modern age of all the cars with everything that's tracked and it's all digital and, you know, all these pieces come together, they've all got some sort of a sequence or a code to them. So according to the way this is, and I have no reason to do it, but I could go to a Ford dealer with his VIN.
I don't drive a Ford.
Walk in and say that I need keys to this car. And you can get it. Which I think that's crazy. I would think there'd be, I mean, for God's sakes, if you have a combination lock and you find in a drawer that you've had forever and you forgot the combo, it is an act of Congress to get Master to send you the combination of that lock back.
Thank you. I can't even get into the Children's Museum without like two forms of identification, my membership card. Like, it's a fucking museum and I'm there with my child. Let me in. I mean, like, if I can't even access that, or the zoo, you cannot go to the zoo without all of this identification. So it's crazy to me.
I'm just using Ford as an example. Any car, any modern day car, now there's cars that are completely keyless. That's a code, you have to punch in a code for.
Yeah.
You can get
the cars that have the key code on the side.
I have two of them.
It'll be like 98989, but all you're doing is the 9 and the 8 are the same button, so you just hit that five times and you're in.
You just go up to the car, whichever keys have they're worn off the most.
Yeah. It's some combination of these.
It's eliminating down your car, yes, Jesus. Very much. What? Oh, Marnie's going to go take her. Oh, she's going to get Ernie?
I think she's going to get Ernie.
Got it. Well, let's move on to another story. Men want bigger butts and they cannot lie. According to a New York Post quote, for men, a gluteus more is maximus. Looking to fill that trunk with some junk, men are getting butt implant surgery, which pretty much sucks fat out of other areas of your body and injects it into your ass. According to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, men accounted for 6.2% of cosmetic buttocks procedures in 2012, and that's up 2.2% from 1997. Apparently, they only take that survey every few years. Which, that's a whole lot of butt nip and tuck that's going on. There are also padded briefs that are available for those who are on a budget. And they kind of look like it's a diaper that just sticks out your ass more. And it just goes to show you that body issues are body issues and are not specific to men or women.
No, men are catching up.
Catching up.
Men's health is causing just as much damage to men's self-image as women's magazines have been doing to women for years.
Do you know anyone that uses butt briefs? Buddy briefs? Maybe?
I don't. I've seen. I do know.
Buddy
briefs
sounds like you're gonna pee your pants.
Hi, Ernie.
Or it sounds Aaron. Like sounds
Sorry.
Like a.
We were saying Ernie. But
buddy briefs actually sounds like a lawyer term for having a little conference.
Yeah. But I just wonder.
Just a buddy brief.
I wonder because I would guess perhaps that maybe more gay men are interested in having a great looking ass. Not that straight men aren't also, but you know, maybe that it's a bigger, that maybe it's more important.
I think this is a gay man's
for
issue.
For gay men to have like a great looking butt.
I think on the whole, what I think is, but I think because.
Allegedly.
I would guess you're right because I think, far and wide, gay men are more concerned about their looks than straight men are. However, I think the straight men are certainly catching up because the cosmetic fields, the estheticians, and all of the procedures that are going on.
Things. I was just at a house party, a weekend getaway that was a mix of like four gay guys and four straight people, and everyone was like, and then another couple showed up, so it was actually three straight couples and four gay guys. And everybody was talking, and somebody was saying something about going to the beach, and the one guy pulled off his shirt, and he's like, well, I'm straight, so I certainly don't care what the fuck my body looks like. And I was just, and you could tell that all four gay guys were like, oh, my boobs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everybody was like, oh. And the straight guys were like, we don't worry about that. Like, these were very, like, metrosexual. They were dressed nicely. They had nice clothes.
Now, I don't get that because I do know a lot of straight guys.
But they also were saying, like, I didn't do 60 sit-ups to come stand out in front of you. I'm just going down to the beach. Like, I can miss gym on Friday and still go to the beach and not sit there and have a nervous breakdown about what I'm eating.
Yeah, but then I know people like, you know, my brother, for example, who works really, really, straight guy, works really hard to have a great body. That's, like, an important thing to him.
Oh, no, it does. It does happen. But for like the average non-gym bunny,
right?
The straight guys are thinking, who cares? I'm going to get laid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But or they're married.
They were very nicely dressed. Like nobody. I was the
they weren't
the
like schlub,
I was really the schlub of the group.
Yeah.
Because I was dressed like this, like I always am.
Handsome as
oh,
ever.
Oh, yeah, how kind people are bathed, which is seems to be rarer and rarer.
Allegedly
bathed.
Where did what? Where? Huh. Where?
She'll be here.
She was a mirage.
Yeah.
No. Where the fuck is she?
She was in. She was
in
out.
The loo.
She may or may not be in the ladies' room using the facilities.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ, she allegedly just dropped you off
shaking
of the Wendy's.
Hands with Mr. Lincoln.
No, that's not mine. That's hers.
Okay. Martin, go ahead with
the Wink and Lincoln.
Have, do you have another one? Or?
I do.
Okay.
The Wink and Lincoln. Okay. The bearded clam.
Jeez. The drunken clam.
Okay, the so coin I'm purse. Just going to
I'll just keep making bad
dropping
metaphors.
A coin in the
just gonna drop a coin.
So, in a loony in the coin purse.
So that kooky Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Kooky.
I mean, really.
A kookster.
Yep. I have stuff here or there. That, but really, he's not only crazy but a little creepy as well, and I can't do two things.
I would suggest you learn that.
Sorry, I'm trying. Anyway, a lot of people are wanting Anthony Weiner to quit the race, right?
Yes.
The whole mayoral race in New York because he's a douchebag. And
yeah,
he's embarrassing.
Who can't seem to stop sending pictures of his wee wee.
Just stop it.
Of his little wiener.
And keeps lying about it.
And keeps lying about it. And his wife. I mean, seriously. His poor, well, I can't say his poor wife because she's choosing to stay there. And I'm going to fuck up her name.
Uma?
Uma, right? But as far as her last name.
Weiner.
Abedin? No, it's Abedin.
Right, Abu Dhabi or whatever.
Abedin. Abedin's right.
Allegedly.
Abedin. Uma,
Abedin. And I mean, she, if you guys, did you see the last week, the press conference?
Yeah, oh yeah, that was embarrassing.
Right, yes.
Oh, and the creepy guy poking through the window?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Oh, then, my God.
Abedin just sat there and was like, okay.
And if you're the guy at the press conference that looks creepier than Weiner,
I don't
wrong.
Feel right. bad for her.
I don't. She's
because
choosing.
This is a marriage of convenience for both
you're
of them.
Right.
They both have political aspirations. Uh-huh. And if that bitch was really in it for love, she would be been gone fucking long time ago.
Right.
And but she's, it's but like the Clintons. Okay, I love Hillary, but they are in a marriage of political convenience.
And they might be very fond of each other. My problem with this is
she does not look
no,
fond
he's,
of him.
No, he's creepy, and he's
yeah,
he's
gross.
A perv.
He's grossy.
But he actually
and he has a caved-in chest.
He actually hasn't touched another person.
No, he hasn't.
I mean, he hasn't
it's
even met most of these people.
Weirder and grosser.
Right, and that's what everybody's saying.
How about
saying,
you, like BM
Carlos
I have to say BM
Carlos Danger!
Like, allegedly.
Come on.
I get, like... Fine, you're Tiger Woods. You're kind of a weird hooker man, but just like,
but like it's, no hookers, no outside sex.
He's just flapping his own biz and taking a photo.
It's weirder. Ew. Why is that weirder?
I
at
don't,
least because you're by yourself.
Because
if Tiger Woods is having sex with a whole lot of waitresses,
horse.
But. He's having, I get, fine. And I don't like it. I'm not on board with him, but I get it. He's having sex. But this man is just like taking, he's like flashing. It's like that creepy flasher in the park. And it's way weirder.
And the Daily Show had a really funny thing where they were saying, like, the one guy's like, back in the day, we had to flash.
Yeah.
We had to flash people. And John Oliver's like, is this guy more mad because he had to go and flash people individually and the technology's pissing him off that this guy can flash hundreds at a time?
Right.
Is he mad that it's not a dirty raincoat? Anymore, like where does the anger come in? I'm not for him at all because at this point you're completely compromised.
Right.
You are completely compromised. And when you're the mayor of New York, that's not like the mayor. That's not an honorary title. The mayor of New York is practically the emperor.
Well,
you get to make stupid laws about sodas,
right?
And
right.
you get to pass them.
Right.
You can outlaw three penny Annie. I can't remember what
three
that
penny thing. Annie.
Like all the card games, all the things in New York City, like. Giuliani was pretty much the emperor of New York City and got shit done and blew
things
the same way.
Everybody knows his name.
This is a very powerful, it's a very powerful position.
Well, in a very powerful city. Don't make, you've made a fool of yourself.
Right.
You're beyond.
And a court, if I remember correctly, but I think Matt already signed off.
He did.
The number two, I think her name is Cindy, allegedly. I want to say she's a lesbian, so somebody's got to Google that. But I think the woman that's now currently leading in the polls for the Democratic primary is an out lesbian.
Oh,
And is this the wiener's helping her? So
no. oddly,
yeah,
intentional lesbian racism,
right.
And I do have to say this for Huma, and Harrison said it too. There is a possibility that she's in it because he's not cheating. He's creepy. But hey, it's in your pants, and there's no diseases coming home.
Well, it's not in his pants.
But we're certainly not going to go around any grade schools anytime soon.
No.
But, yeah,
no.
I mean, yes, he can't visit children or like hospitals, the elderly.
But it's about the lying to me. It's not about his weenus.
Exactly.
It's about the lying.
The guy's creepy.
It's also about his weird weenus.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, no. And you're right. But it's like, look at this. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Look at this. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
What Christine Quinn.
What's wrong with you?
Her name is Christine Quinn, and it says, new disclosures of explicitly sexual online chats have cost, him, and now is in favor of Christine Quinn, who's pulling ahead the city council speaker in the Democratic vote.
Out lesbian, if I'm not
mistaken? Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part.
One of the things that I enjoyed about it was, and I didn't get the full quote, and you probably have it somewhere there, he came out with a statement that he is better qualified to be the mayor candidate now because he's going through this adversity and all this scandal or bullshit like that.
Because he's independent. And now, weird part is in a very, just a little turn of the screw, if you think about it. And I didn't mean anything, like, there was nothing implicit there. Hillary's the same. When Hillary runs in 2016, all the skeletons are out of the closet.
Yeah.
You can't dig on her.
What are you going to find?
Right.
Yeah, you can't.
They have beat Benghazi to death.
Right.
Whitewater, the travel gate,
Lewinsky.
Everything has been investigated.
Yeah, throw something at her and see what she can't deflect.
So she'll look like.
She'll like, pew, pew, pew. Like,
and the same with Wiener. Like, if this is all that's in the closet, we got it. We got his phone number. We know his code name. Okay. Take the fucking
Carlos Danger.
When they called her Senora Danger, when CNN called her Senora Danger.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. And they did it underneath the screen.
I missed that.
I had to give them a full-on.
I was thinking, what are they going to call her? I didn't even think about that.
Senora Danger.
Well, and the thing is, like, maybe if you're Anthony Weiner, don't say shit about the Clintons, who have allegedly been good to you.
Oh, I don't think he has.
And
really?
All he said is, Weiner repeated that he is ignoring newspaper editors and other politicians. Calling on him to quit at a campaign event in Manhattan earlier Tuesday, he suggested that Bill and Hillary, who are close friends, can't get him to leave the race. Like, just talking about them, he has enormous respect for them, and they've been enormous friends. Really? Who says that?
No, but they are.
Enormous.
Like, she's like a...
She's
Puma.
Super besties with...
Oh, Huma worked with Hillary.
And that's the problem.
She considers her other daughter. They've been close for a long time.
Well, and didn't Clinton give her away? Or, he was something to do with her, with their wedding. Okay. Like, he was there
all
that.
I think he did give her away.
So it's kind of like, here we have our daughter-in-law and this douchey fucking...
Yeah, because I just don't get... And she is a lesbian, by the way, this Christine Quinn.
But it's not really a marriage of convenience, because, I mean, he was a shining star.
At one point.
But she has political aspiration. I mean, it's like,
and to be the first lady of New York City, that's a really big
step. And rare indeed, because most of them have either been cheated on, left, or they were single mayors. Like, there's not a good track record
on that one.
Oh, and by the way, Clinton officiated their wedding.
That's what it was.
Oh. Yeah. He officiated it.
Yeah.
In 2010.
Not even allegedly. He did it. He was there.
He did.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
That's what I thought there was.
Mr. McKee.
We've probably all seen these things pop up from time to time on Facebook or other things. These are just some random and obscure laws that actually exist in this country. And I read some of these and I'm like, I know there's more. I'm sure there's hundreds of just ridiculous. But I saw these 12 and I thought I would run through them just on a lighter note to get away from the wiener topic.
Right.
Because that's the topic to get away from right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so things like, you're going back home. In the state of Wisconsin, it's illegal to serve butter substitutes in state prisons. It's actually healthier to have butter anyway. So our guess is that the state legislatures are watching out for their inmates' health.
Well, good for them. Wisconsin.
I'm not sure what the fuck's going on over there. What are you three doing?
Nothing. Go ahead. We're listening.
Trying to get Ernie
involved. We're not doing anything.
Got it. There you go.
You didn't need to hear me. You didn't need to hear me chew. Sorry, I haven't eaten in a very long time.
Real good.
Do you want one?
No.
Okay.
In New Jersey, the law there states that if you have been convicted of drunk driving, you can never again have personalized plates on your car.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, actually.
It's so random.
And yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
But Minnesota has something called whiskey plates.
Oh.
And so if you've been convicted,
oh, really?
Yeah. If you get a DUI, you have to drive with a certain plate I don't know if it's for the length of time.
That's so horrible.
Or if it's I have forever.
A DUI. My past, fully willing to do it.
Oh, that's awful. I completely agree
check.
With you.
I need a constant reminder.
I'd want to vomit, but... Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Constant reminder to not
be accountable.
Fuck up.
I really like this next one. It is illegal in the state of Maine to have your Christmas decorations up past January 14th. Fuck yeah. Make it law of the land. Make
what are you
going to
do
everywhere.
On Easter then if you're not taking down your Christmas decorations?
Seriously,
Easter
what
tradition.
Are you talking about with the family?
Allegedly, your
that's
Easter
a,
tradition.
That's a joke from Roseanne. I love that one. We took down the Christmas decorations today. What are we going to do on Easter?
No. Go outside and enjoy some fresh air. But goddamn, I love that. Get that shit down. The lights on my house, because I'm not big on the whole Christmas thing. Everybody knows that. I put the one string of lights on the eve of my house. Mm-hmm. They come on the day after Thanksgiving. Right. They're on an automatic timer, so I don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. And they go on through New Year's. Actually, they go through New Year's Eve, and they are off New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. That's it. I won't tolerate that.
How very Clayton.
Yeah, fuck that. Especially because it's automated and I don't have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. In North Carolina, no one is allowed to play bingo for more than 5 consecutive hours. No one.
No one what?
Is allowed to play bingo for 5.
That's what I thought.
More than 5 consecutive hours.
I feel
cramping?
Like. Yeah, I don't know. Sad for old lady casinos.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
did dauber elbow.
Yeah.
That's
not
good.
To be confused with Dahmer elbow. That's
no,
when you
totally
eat it.
Totally different.
That's from the freezer.
That's totally different. Yeah.
And only in Wisconsin.
Dahmer elbow. That's funny. That really was very funny. In the state of New Jersey, it is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest when committing a murder.
Oh, thank God.
That makes no sense.
Well, because somebody can shoot you.
You right. can wear whatever you right. want when committing a murder, just not that.
Yeah.
In Vegas,
yeah,
the liquor
match.
In Vegas, the liquor law states that you are not allowed to buy drinks for more than 3 people at a time. Actually, that's a Nevada state law. So you cannot buy any drinks more than 3 people at once.
What if you have a lot of friends?
Now, Arizona, it's 2, right?
I think it's 2.
Arizona, it's 2.
Right, yeah. Just as far as like not being able to buy anything, but that's usually people buying for themselves.
Right. But there has you have to, and I'm sure in the law in Nevada
visual.
Is, you have to be able to see
oh,
the
I
other
see.
People. You can't say, right. oh,
these are,
no, they're
these
beyond
are my
that.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, they've got to be able to see it.
Because
we,
be able
we,
to see
we
them.
Louis
right
we run into
behind
that.
That slot machine, Jesus right. Christ. Jukebox, Donald Duck.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Pink sweater. What?
It is...
Things that are around. Intentional stupidity.
Things that murder Chinese people. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Allegedly. It is illegal... I clearly missed something.
No. Jeffrey Dahmer. Chinese people. Dead.
We're going to bring it back to him.
In his freezer.
Throwback Thursday.
You're going to be hungry again later.
Yep.
It's illegal in Alaska to wake a sleeping bear merely to take a picture with it.
What?
They're
so absurd. I don't even understand.
I think we're saying what because we can't process it.
I don't think it's because nobody's listening.
No.
You can't wake up a bear?
It is illegal. It is illegal in Alaska to wake a sleeping bear to take a picture with it.
But you can wake it up to
just
play games
give
it garbage?
Scoot your butt into your spooning. That's the problem with the bingo headline. I'm like, okay, hey. I heard that wrong because he said bingo for 5 hours.
Don't do that in Zimbabwe. Scoot your butt to it. That's all I got to
say. Pieces come to Zimbabwe.
Things that are also brown.
Yeah. <I go.
laughs> Still brown things.
Intentional racism.
That was intentional. That was very, very intentional.
I thought this one was really stupid, and then I realized probably why it is. It is illegal in North Dakota for any restaurant to serve both pretzels and beer at the same time.
Oh, that's silly. Because that's actually something
it's
that would happen.
Rude.
Yeah.
What's your theory on that?
Pretzels, because why do you serve dry pretzels and crackers and shit
to make
people drink more?
Yeah.
But why just pretzels? What is popcorn illegal?
Don't know.
Peanut,
just
say,
it's specific. The law specifically states. Now,
how about bratwurst?
Now, it also says, now, going into liquor laws, the law simply states that it is illegal to serve them both at the same time. However, it is also illegal in liquor laws to serve a certain amount of ounces of liquor to you at the same time. So if you hand, here's the shot, isn't it a wonderful day? Second shot, 2 different times.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can, here's a shot, have a pretzel. Here's a shot.
Yeah. See?
Right. So, but
is it just beer? Can it be pretzels and vodka?
No,
why
like,
is there?
If you go like this, you can't.
I'm just reading the goddamn law.
Well, you said we weren't listening.
No.
We have follow-up questions.
Somebody should...
Why are you eating my head?
We should research that.
Things Jeffrey Dahmer would say.
Yeah. It was very uncomfortable until you went.
This makes no sense, especially in light of all the violence that's in video games in these or current Jeopardy? Days. It is illegal in South Carolina for anyone under the age of 18 to play a pinball machine. But apparently you can do all the video games you want and kill everybody, and it's okay.
Oh.
In the state of Missouri, and you remember this because you're going to drive through Missouri,
yeah,
Martin.
I am.
In the state of Missouri, it is illegal to drive with an uncaged bear.
Well, but don't wake it up for a photo.
No, God damn it.
Whatever the fuck you do, you let that sleeping bear lie.
And if it wants pretzels and beer, you just walk away.
You walk away. Only in North Dakota.
Don't walk away, man.
According
We've
to,
been
just
listening.
Walk away.
According to Tyler, in Tennessee, there's a law that says you may not have more than 5 inoperable vehicles on any piece of property.
Oh, and we have all been to that neighborhood, and we agree.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that house.
I agree. I totally agree with
Pick
that.
Your two cars that work.
They don't mow.
No.
In the state of Idaho, it is illegal to give a box of candy to anyone weighing more than 50 pounds. Now, meaning the box of candy cannot weigh more than 50 pounds.
Because that's, I was about to say, that's fucked up shit.
Yeah.
You want to give me candy? Give it to my daughter. Just come over. Bring it over, mommy.
Bring it, yeah.
Bring it to mommy.
We're going to take this one down. One over 50 pounder at a time. No, come here, sheriff.
Isn't that would be a bad thing for, like, because you're going to an elementary school at that point.
Yeah.
You're like, come here, little kid.
Let
you
me
want
give some, you
some candy?
Candy?
No, I would make more sense. You can't give candy to someone under 50 pounds.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Now, the box of candy cannot weigh more than 50 pounds. Right. And finally, in the state of Ohio.
I won't even lift that. Are you kidding me?
And I don't really know how you do this, but in the state of Ohio, it is illegal to get a fish drunk.
Well,
do you just pour
is that
water?
Billy Bass?
Good. I don't know, but
right?
Thank
that,
God somebody took the time to make that law.
Yeah. Take me to the river.
That Wash, singing fish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
being the singing fish.
That's a
we didn't even plan that.
Oh Jesus! What's the name
Look,
of that
I was
then?
Being the singing fish. Billy Bass.
I realized
it was the fish on the wall.
Oh, Al, are you ready for entertainment?
Sure.
Good, because I am. There we go. There we go.
Let me pull up my sheet. I'm not ready. I'm a liar. Eileen Brennan dies. I'm very sad. Great new documentary coming out called Blackfish. A couple movie reviews. Under the Dome is renewed. I have a yearly movie reminder. Web therapy starts tonight. And that's about it.
And now you just say words until the music ever ends.
And now I have something from Jeffrey Dahmer's house.
Yay! Kidneys!
Let's have a kiki.
Yeah, let's have
you
a
know,
kiki.
Before we get further,
let's have a
if you two actually would rotate around just a little bit, you two would be in Marnie's shot, and that would work
I
better.
I know, but remember, when I'm here, I can do
she
this.
She likes to well, be spread
but,
out.
But if you scoot over a little bit, facially,
yeah,
you'll
but
be in
I
the
don't
same
want
shot.
People to watch me eat. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I
I'm just letting you know.
I make that rule.
Fat girls eating on camera. I mean, really.
I make that rule every week, and then I sit
this
here and
stuff my face. This is like a whole table of fat girls eating on camera.
Oh, stop it.
We've got cookies and nuts and candy bars and a fucking lemon for no reason.
Ice cream.
Oh my God,
tea.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Ice
can I have one of your little
snickerdoodles?
Okay. Well, I guess I wasn't going to start with the depressing, but we have to say it. Eileen Brennan died.
Oh, that's sad. I did not know that.
Sad, sad day. Oscar nominated for Private Benjamin.
Yes,
Emmy
brilliant.
Winning for Private Benjamin, the TV show, which was not nearly as good. But the girl that played Private Benjamin was a big favorite of mine in the early 80s, although I can't remember her name.
I signed up for the other army with,
yeah.
with the condos
and
the beach.
Yachts.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was Zandra with a Z on Will and Grace.
Yes,
because Zandra with an Esco right. Snuzz. I mean, it's such a yes. such a brilliant take on a Liza Minnelli joke. But my personal two favorites, and the one is my favorite because of Madeline Kahn, actually. But she's a great part of it. Is the Cheap Neil Simon's The Cheap Detective from the late 70s? Uh-uh. Funny movie with Peter Falk. And Madeline Kahn. And
is James Coco in that?
He's in all of them. It's hard to tell. The two movies are always mixed up.
Because I saw the clips that you posted today. I was watching
it. And The Cheap Detective is absolutely hysterical. Find it. But Madeline Kahn steals that movie. So
she steals every movie.
Eileen Brennan is in it, and she's very funny. And then everybody brings up Clue, which is like my third favorite from that slew of movies that everyone mixes up. Because Murder by Death, Clue, and The Cheap Detective are all very, very similar.
Murder by Death is what I was watching clips of.
Yeah, Murder by Death is with Maggie. And Maggie Smith actually steals from that one. But just great movie. She was lovely in The Last Picture Show as the waitress. I think her name is Geraldine. But The Last Picture Show, one of the greatest movies ever made. Just a great career. I guess she was a singer on Broadway. I'm not familiar with her theater work.
I'm kind of surprised at that. For knowing you, I'm surprised that you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I just loved her so much from movies. I never really looked much further than that.
Right.
But the best thing she ever did, and it's her and Maggie Smith talking about Peter Falk, and something goes on, and Truman Capote is playing the character at the head of the table, and Truman Capote says something. He's like, "I look good," and Peter Falk says, You look like number two to me, if you know what I mean. And Maggie Smith goes,
I don't know what you mean.
What does that mean? And Eileen Brennan, just is even drier than Maggie Smith, goes, I'll tell you later. It's disgusting.
I saw
and,
that.
And it, I, when I was like, I saw it when I was like 11 years old. It was on HBO for a solid month. And me and my friends would get together and watch Murder by Death over and over and over again and laugh at the lines. But just that she could out dry, it just went drier and drier and drier to finally, I'll tell you later. It's disgusting.
When Truman Capote says, I look so good for my age. I have an all vegetable diet and I work out. And a lot of makeup.
12 hours of sleep a night and a lot of makeup.
That was so funny.
But I mean, there's so many things where she's the in the film noir, he's playing Sam Spade. She's the put upon secretary that's always after him. And she's like, Sam, hug me. I'm scared. Hug yourself. I'm busy.
I'm busy.
Just funny, funny movies and a great comic actress. And she was wonderful. So
she was wonderful.
She died.
Still dead. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Still dead.
Really, there's no PS to that story. She's still dead. Coming out very, very soon to a theater near you. Now, I've heard that it's been seen in other cities. And everyone that knows me and has watched me watch the news, whenever there's a story at a theme park where the whale kills somebody, it's the happiest day of my life.
Really?
I always cheer for the whale to, like, just drag that fucker down and drown them. Like, I just think that, like, SeaWorld and all those places, I don't understand why you want to watch a giant whale in a tiny pool swim around and eat fish. Filthy. You might feed him.
Oh, Sean Nerdahl, ladies and gentlemen. The other half of the winning duo of Katie and Sean.
Yay!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
De nada.
Congratulations.
So allegedly, SeaWorld is all about keeping this movie out of the cinemas and is trying to sue everybody to stop it, but it's not going to happen, and the movie's going to come out. But we're going to say that the whale's name was Kiki, but I'm not sure if that's true.
Okay.
But it was like Kikino or Kikimo or something like that.
Way
Domo
down in
got to, allegedly. Yeah, exactly. So this whale killed this poor girl who decided that swimming with giant fish was a good idea.
Makes sense.
And SeaWorld was saying, oh, no, they don't, you know, this is not in their nature, the whales don't kill people, this was a rogue event. Well, it turns out this one's got a body, allegedly, this whale has a body count. This was the third person this whale has killed. But all over the, all over the country, and then you remember Dolphin Cove, I don't know if you've seen the movie, documentary Dolphin Cove, where they found out where they're getting the dolphins for these parks and how horrible it is and why you should never
handle that. I can't
absolutely
handle that.
Do not support fish parks. Allegedly. They're horrible places. Allegedly horrible places. So this blackfish
SeaWorld.
Yes. But any of them.
At all.
Like, no, I don't agree. I mean, yeah, I've been to SeaWorld years ago. I just don't agree with that whole thing of like keeping big. Because I'm not an animal lover,
so
but
like
I think
a
that's
zoo
torture
in general.
Right.
Now zoos are okay in parts. Like if you're helping promote a nearly extinct species, but to keep two giraffes on a little paddock just to make yourself fucking happy.
To say you have two giraffes.
Giraffes have a big place to live. Like they don't need you.
When I was in high school, I took an advanced biology class, and we had to study what animals need in zoos, and then we had to go to the Phoenix Zoo and analyze every exhibit. Ruined every zoo for me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, animals shouldn't be able to see the end of their space ever.
Right.
And they shouldn't ever be able to see humans. And, like, the only good exhibit of Phoenix Zoo is the bighorn sheep that's up on the mountain that you can't really see.
And you used to wander by
it's
my
not own really an exhibit. Right, it's a mountain. And it has a fence really far around it.
Yeah.
But I'm the same. I can't handle it.
Yeah. So this movie, and it's just an indictment of SeaWorld, and SeaWorld is so against it. So anyways, but Blackfish, it comes out next week, and I think when I go visit Harrison, we're going to go see it. I'm going to make her see it. I always make her see something uncomfortable.
She said it's already screening out there, and there's been lots of talk about it.
Okay. We'll get to this. Now, speaking of big fish, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Shark Week! Starting Sunday.
Exactly!
The greatest week of my life starts this Sunday on Discovery Channel. It's one program a day of new programming, and then for those of you who aren't 21 years into this, it's around-the-clock shark coverage.
What the fuck is a Sharknado?
Huh? Yeah, Sharknado is Steve Sanders from 90210.
Yeah, it's a movie about a tornado that's filled with sharks and it kills people. I guess it's horrible, can't be fun. But
then they're making a number two.
And they're terrible. I guess it's a really bad.
It's like a number two thing.
Like a new movie.
Tara reads it. It's horrible.
It's like a really bad campy movie from like a year or two ago.
That's right now. That's a mess.
But it's Shark Week. They're helping to promote Shark Week, and Jaws is coming to theaters, and Sharknado. Oh, you do? Look, you're a dance troupe again.
They match.
So
we're very in sync.
Just remember, one night each week, there is we're a new shark special. And all we're hoping for this year is we may find out if we know where the sharks breed. So that is the hope, that they will release that information. But there's so many fucktards in the world
that want to go
and kill them.
And the shark's vagina?
Allegedly.
They have never released. Now, the people, they know. Like, in the last year, we discovered their patterns and when they come with baby sharks. So they you can kind of triangulate it. But there's such a fear that people will go and kill them while they're breeding or capture the babies.
And they will.
Or bring them to a theme park.
Of course they
will. Yes, they will. They will do that.
Shark Week, they're very, you know, eco-friendly and stewards of the earth or whatever. So they're not releasing it. But I kind of wanted them to tell me.
Why? So, because what are you going to do with that information?
I just want to know. And the funny part was, after I talked, little Kevin didn't want to get in the ocean because he's terrified of sharks, and I convinced him to get in the water. Matt Marotska doesn't like to go in public and swim. Got him in the water, like, got all these people in the water, and then people started talking, and there was shark stuff. And I'm like, God damn it, if a shark comes around here, I'm swimming towards it, getting the camera, I'm going to be on Shark Week. Yeah. Like, I don't care if I got to be the bloody mess in the water. My ass is going to be on. I've been watching this.
Somebody cut your toe. Get those suckers over
this
here.
This is my 22nd summer of watching Shark Week, so I'm very excited for. If I had a baby, the first time I watched Shark Week, it would be old enough to drink and drive me home.
Oh. I have to tell you, that whole, like, getting in the ocean, I don't care about a fucking shark. But something like that with like three eyes and the biggest nose and looks like Carl Malden of like
that looks Carl like a weird Malden. Abortion.
Yeah, look at how weird his nose is.
It's a red jellyfish.
Yeah, it has two eyes.
And it looks like big old blobs of red jello hanging out on the beach.
I made my peace with sharing the ocean with the people that lived there a long time ago. Like, I know there's stuff in there I don't want to see. And
No, but I honestly... I don't have steel-toed, like, water shoes yet.
Well, I have my aqua socks, and they worked well. But anyways, Shark Week, and I hope to die being eaten by a shark. It's my greatest wish.
Oh, wow.
Jesus!
Come on! How fun is that? Glamorous socialite, eaten by shark. It's fantastic.
I want to make
you
sure
you think CNN's not going to cover that.
E True Hollywood story. Exactly.
You make sure that you have all your documentation in order, because when I have to go to your house,
to God, glamorous,
because I'm going to be the one that has to go to your house and disperse all of your earthly, you know, your goods to people. So
your glamorous socialite possessions. Yeah,
all the things that people will inherit.
Yes.
And they'll be like, "Well, I did. This is sad, but he was eaten by a shark." You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna giggle.
What
a
cool
bit.
Way to go, Jesus!
Yeah, and it saves the whole cremation part because I ended up where I wanted to throw my ashes.
So, like, as they're bringing up your urn, mm-hmm. would it be like, dun-dun.
Oh yeah? Remember,
would that be too soon?
We have to pay for that.
What's the instrument that the little girl plays on Modern Family? Is it the oboe? What is it that? What
violin.
Is that?
Cello, giant thing.
Oh, the cello.
Jesus
what is
Christ.
Cello? That's,
what is the freaking name in 13 words?
Things Anzu Dickinson would play.
Allegedly, she's played a big black cock if we got her number right.
Oh.
If I watched that movie correctly.
Allegedly.
Hello. So, and it's my yearly reminder of what a great movie Jaws is. So if you have not seen it recently, it's out on Blu-ray last year. They released it for Shark Week. Mm-hmm. It is still one of the best pieces of cinematography I have ever seen in any movie. I got the Blu-ray for Shark Week last year, and it is gorgeous. Uh-huh. So my yearly showing of Jaws will be held. I now own it on video, Laserdisc, DVD, and Blu-ray. So every time they make a new way to make a movie, Jaws is on my list.
I love it.
I don't know what these are, but I'm passing
They're snickerdoodles, and they're delicious.
No, those are.
These are snickerdoodles over here.
These have apple in them.
I don't know that I've ever seen Jaws.
It's fantastic.
It's delicious.
And I've seen parts of it.
The shark is barely in it, but the cinematography is, and I go on and on about it all the time. That movie was filmed off the coast of California about this far from shore, and it looks like you're in the big wide open. And in the early 90s, about the time I started watching Shark Week, when Steven Spielberg was lobbying to have letterboxing done on all his movies, that he was not going to release another movie they were going to pan and scan and chop up. Yep. And he said one of his greatest accomplishments was the beauty of Jaws. And every time he watched it on TV and they kept pan and scanning it and shrinking the screen, it pissed him off because it was such a disservice to his cinematographer. So that's when I started looking at movies for black letterboxed.
People.
Asian boys in refrigerators.
Editing.
With relish. So random. It really is. And they did the Criterion Collection. They did the thing what they did with The Wizard of Oz, which we've seen. They've done it with Gone with the Wind, where they've gone frame by frame and cleaned up Jaws. And now it's even more beautiful on Blu-ray. It's absolutely gorgeous. And a great movie, great screenplay.
I'll have to see it.
Every year at Shark Week, I try to get people to watch it. Web Therapy starts tonight with Lisa Kudrow. Uh-huh. We've now left everything that was online when it actually was a web show brought to you by Lexus. And the half-hour series is like the expansion. Mm-hmm. The gay husband, everything that's going on, that show is so much fun and drier than a bone. Like, that show is so played under. Megan Mullally's on tonight's mm-hmm. episode. Lily Tomlin's back. Meryl Streep's back. All the usual suspects on that show. Great show. Made on
$3. She was on The View. And when someone looked at her and said, "You're going to be 50 this year," I kind of was like, "What?"
Yeah, she was always the oldest. And
Meryl Streep?
No.
Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow.
I thought Meryl Streep was way older than that.
Yeah, she's in her 60s.
Yeah, okay. But Lisa Kudrow, I was like, "What? You're how old?" I thought she was younger.
I think that to me sounds... Right. Yeah,
but she was playing much, much older, so they always had to kind of lie about her age, because they were all about to turn 30, mm-hmm. but she was almost 40, and Monica, they could never tell her true age, because she was in the Dancing in the Dark video with Bruce Springsteen, right. So clearly she was 18 to 20, and the rest of them were supposed to be 10, yeah.
Right.
And now this week I saw Fruitvale Station.
Oh my God, I'm going.
Last night.
Can't wait.
Amazing. Octavia Spencer, Oscar nominee for sure. I don't know how they could overlook this performance. Very good. 88 minutes. Solid, solid, solid movie making. Shooting in the BART station on New Year's
Day.
The
actual day. The actual one, yeah.
The actual. Wow. And it's a movie, and it's just the last day in the life of this man. Not a saint, not a sinner, just
a man.
Just a man trying to get his life together. Had some problems with police in the past. Nothing that day. And it's another one of those examples where everyone was filming. And it probably would have helped Trayvon Martin's case if people had gone outside with cameras. But in this case, everyone on the train was appalled by the police action, and everyone filmed it. And so, you know, first-degree murder charges brought up. Like, it's a gripping story, but what a great performance. And Octavia Spencer is one of the executive producers of it, and she was amazing as his mom. The whole cast, just fantastic. Great movie. And then The Conjuring, which I was lied to last Tuesday about this time.
Okay.
First off by Tyler, who told me it wasn't that scary, but it was a really good movie. And then by Steven Serna, who told me, "Oh, kind of dull." So she was drinking at the movies. Allegedly, because of, you know, poor lighting and a lack of witnesses. My companion, which would have been a date if he wasn't bleeding when the movie ended, I let out a roller coaster level scream. There is a part of this movie that's like 20 minutes of sheer terror. And I can understand someone saying this movie wasn't scary. The audience that I was in there with, we were all in therapy by the end of it. Like, we were all like, "Get me a therapist today."
You're like texting with your counselor, like, "Please, God.
Please, God, walk me out of here. I need help to my car." This really tough looking woman who may have served a year or two in prison and had a tear tattoo. I'm not making that up. She comes out and I hear her say to her boyfriend, "I like scary movies, but what the fuck did we just sit through?" So at one point, this guy who just, he wants to go to movies with me, but it's not going well. The first one I loved too much and I never paid attention to him. I sat up and ignored him for the whole movie. This one, I didn't know what I had a hold of. I thought maybe a hot dog, perhaps a large penis. Turns out it was his forearm. I screamed, stood up, and I had not cut my nails from my vacation. And I scratched him all the way up his arm.
Did you draw blood?
I drew blood.
Oh.
And there's three little girls that snuck in behind me that were traumatized and were trying to talk each other out of leaving the movie. But they thought, okay, there's two guys in front of us. You know, there's a fat guy and then this kind of cute guy next to him. They're going to be safe behind us. I screamed so loud and stood up that the girl behind me started crying. And I didn't notice it, because then the screams kept coming, and finally I just laid down across the seats, and I'm like, "Jesus Christ, get me out of this movie!" And it continued for the rest. I was terrified.
I would love to go to a movie with you. Not anytime soon.
No. I had the heart rate of a hummingbird when that fucking movie ended.
That's why I don't do scary movies. I don't want that. No.
Oh, it was.
I don't know. And I didn't like handle it in the theater. I don't want to go home after.
Oh, and I didn't either. I had to go home and watch a comedy, and I like had to circle my car to look for demons or spirits.
Fuck that.
And you know, you said there was something about a doll, and I'm like, I don't think so. And I had read the interviews before, so I knew about the story. These people lived in this house for like 7 years. The movie makes it seem like it was a season. Great performances. Lily Taylor is amazing in it. Patrick Wilson, really good. Vera Farmiga from
love her.
From Bates Hotel. I mean, the cast is just across the board good. Everybody's hitting it out of the park. Good story, great acting, and then they just scare the bee fucking Jesus out of you.
Well, the allegedly. Trailer looks like it would be. Yeah. Like, yeah. Forget it.
I just don't go. I don't go. I, yeah. said that, I literally I, said
that's always been my thing. Why am I going to... There are so many things in real life that scare you anyway. They're just life. But this, why would you pay $8 to go fucking sit and be tortured?
But for
tortured?
Those of you that listening that in actually want to go see a horror movie, this is like an A++++ because it hit all the right marks.
Yeah, no, I got nothing for you.
So good, and I had to go home and watch a comedy afterwards because there was no way I was ever going to sleep in my house again. I was and like, I'm going to go live outside in a tent.
I'm one of those that like, bungee jumping. Oh, my God, I would so do that. Yeah, then get me up there. And I'll be like, that was a good idea.
When you were on the ground.
right. And now I'm just going to sit down. Don't push me. You know, like, we're done. Same thing with a movie like that. I can tell you that since that thing has come out on TV and they're showing the trailers for it, I'm like, oh my God.
And
she keeps telling me we should go see it. I'm like, fuck no, I'm with you guys. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and be scared for an
hour.
I'm like,
I'll go see it. And then I saw your thing on Facebook. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, if Al's scared during the movie, you know.
But in my defense, it's like sad movie. I cry at everything. I scream at everything. No. I'm scared at everything. But this one was underneath it all, was a good movie.
Like, I jumped during the trailer.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I had never seen a trailer, thank God, because I don't like creepy dolls. But the creepy doll is just a little tag end to get you into, like, the ghost hunters. Like, how the...
No.
It's just to introduce you to the ghost hunters.
I'm
creepy doll.
I'm still terrified of Freddy Krueger. Like, legitimately, I think he might still come up out of my toilet at some point. So, no thank you. And I saw that in the fourth fucking grade.
Yeah.
One of them. Only so one of them funny. In fourth grade. And I will never watch one again.
Well, I'm for the lobby of four people in the fourth grade not seeing movies like that.
It was a sleepover. We snuck it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And
we did that with Christine.
And then I saw the
I did that
ring.
With Porky's years ago.
And then he masturbated for the first time.
I was into Porky's because there was like boobs in the shower. And I was like, let's rewind. And that was also in the fourth grade. From the top.
Next caller.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So for the first Nightmare on Elm Street, had a sleepover. My mom was so excited because there was a girl sleeping over with Tim and I. So she was all excited that there was a girl in the mix, and that might help something.
No.
So it was my friend Gina, and she had seen Nightmare on Elm Street, and we and Tim and I had not seen it. And she told us, very, very good storyteller, my friend Gina. She told us the story of the movie. I was awake for 3 days
just on
hearing
the story?
Her description of the movie. And then I went and saw it and almost had a nervous breakdown. The dead body in the hallway getting dragged without anybody be dragging them. And I went on a date because I love to go to scary movies on dates because I figure you're going to cuddle, you're going to scream. Turns out the guys don't like to be screamed on, slapped, kicked, punched, and watch little girls cry. Scratch,
not
blood
in
drawn,
public,
allegedly.
At least.
So we're at this guy's house, and he does what everybody does. They have a couple drinks, they fall asleep during the movie. I'm sitting there in his house alone with he's asleep watching Nightmare on Elm Street, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this movie's so fucking scary. Why did we rent it?
Right.
And then like his sister comes in the door. Then we thought she was gone for the night. I was like, I'm out of here. Fuck you. We're done. I need all visitors to ring bells, announce
text you. I am 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
I'm 3 minutes away. I'm
if texting didn't exist then. Okay, so my last thing, Under the Dome, which I'm caught up on all my shows now. Under the Dome, did I say this? Under the Dome got renewed?
Yeah, she said at the top of the show.
Unbelievably high ratings for this show that no one knows what to do with.
I'm excited.
The face of summer TV has now officially changed. All networks are going to do 13-episode shows. We're going to go like British television. They'll start them as miniseries like Downton Abbey. And then if they're hits, they'll come back for another season. If they're not, they can be canceled on a moment's notice. But this is the new face. Reality TV may be going downhill because
thank God.
I agree.
They absolutely.
Brother, I like some of them, but
yes, Big Brother, don't go away. But everything else,
yeah. We're coming back to scripted TV again, and it's doing. And no one knows what to do with these ratings. Like CBS is, and now you see the commercials. And when Under the Dome first started, the commercials were for like applesauce, and now they have. And movie trailers are the most expensive. So you know when you see a car commercial or a movie trailer,
they're spending
that's who's
money.
Spending
during
the money.
The show.
So if you're watching a TV show that has a movie trailer in it or a car commercial, you know big money has entered the picture and we're making cash.
I have a question in regards to some clarification in this terminology you throw around in regards to reality TV. Now, I realize that they call like the Honey Boo Boo or all these housewives of who the fuck cares.
But those are on networks that nobody cares about.
No. Yeah. Let me finish my question before you start telling me your answer.
Just trying to save time.
No. What? So you can talk for another fucking hour?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, the question
allegedly.
J'accuse.
Do they paint with a broad brush in regards to reality TV? Are they saying like the other shows, for example, like like, you know, these shows that they got, they build cars and they do that kind of shit, or the moonshine people.
That's all reality.
Is that still called reality?
The people who get the alligator catchers in the swamp.
That shit.
And Honey Boo Boo.
It's all.
By the way, I've never watched Honey Boo Boo until this week when we watched an episode of The Smell Vision. They have subtitles for the whole fucking show.
Because you can't understand what they say.
The whole fucking show.
Right, right.
Okay. So what
it's all reality.
But what I'm talking about is the three bigs, not any of that shit.
Not like Discovery
all
and History.
All that shit is
you're
on
talking about ABC, Bravo. ABC, CBS.
Right. And Fox. Now, what this is going to kill in Big Brother and The Most Danger and The Bachelorette, all these shows that came along, and because all their shows were failing, they kept plugging in these horrible TV shows with bad ideas because they couldn't get the ratings for scripted shows. So slowly we started having no scripted shows.
At all.
And Wipeout started showing out in regular season. Wipeout went from being a Sunday afternoon summer show to like Wednesday in primetime. That's what's going to go away. And the summer will no longer be a wasteland of repeats and specials about how the princess gave birth. You're going to have, like they do in Britain, Britain's shows are only 6 episodes or 13 episodes. And they run for 2 or 3 seasons. Like, the original Office in Britain is only 18 episodes. Mm-hmm. Ab Fab was only 6 episodes a season, and it ran for 5 seasons. So that's barely 1.5 American shows. So they're going to make it smaller. They're going to throw it out there. If it sticks, we keep it as long as it goes. And if it's done, we're done. We put an ending on it, call it a day. But it is going to be the end of all this horrible, on the big threes, not on, nothing to do with all that other crap on, you know, cooking with whoever and blowjobs with whatever. And
oh, that's Bravo.
Yeah. Or the Learning Channel.
Right.
If you're still learning.
And just another quick note on entertainment, because you left out my new favorite show and my new favorite thing, Netflix original series.
Orange is the New Black?
What?
Yes.
Now, did we go there last week? I don't remember because it is like full of lesbian sex. Some of it's hot. A lot of it is gross, porny, like really prison sex. But I mean, kind of still hot. And I mean, you're still watching sex on TV.
Yeah.
It is the fucking
that's what they call
best. It is the best new show.
It's brought to you.
Crazy good. It's Genji Khan. It's the same guy who did Weeds.
Lady. Woman.
Thank you very much. Allegedly, same lady that did Weeds.
It is. And
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it started.
It's so fucking good, you guys.
It's
amazing. Called?
It's very good. Orange is the New Black. It's on Netflix. You probably can afford that.
I have Netflix. She's covered. I have Netflix.
Original series. I just started it.
Hashtag amazing.
And I made it like halfway through and I'm like, all right, everybody stop. Like, what are we going for here? Yeah. Is this a comedy, a drama, a
I don't
satire?
Get it, but I love it.
And then I went back and I'm like, I started from the beginning and then I saw her name, Genji Cohen.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's Weeds.
Yeah.
We're just going to be as fucked up as possible. Yes. Now, hopefully she doesn't sell out and start telling really bizarre story season 4, but she kept that shit going on Weeds.
But it's going to be, it's so good. I love, like, that there's, you know, I
called it Bad Things Happen to White People.
On some shows, you know, on some television.
White women's problems.
It is white women's problems.
You know, on some television shows, it's like episodic, right? Where it's just the one episode and then you don't have to see the next one. And on some, there's, it's long term, like Under the Dome. You can't just pick up on episode 7. I like how
but
this is.
But you wish you could.
But I like how this is dual, right? So it's episodic, it's long term, it's
flashbacks,
smart.
Very
it's
smart.
So it's so smart.
Smart writing, and I can't remember it was
clever, just like good show.
I got caught up on Dexter,
Naked People. I mean, yeah. Like what all over the place.
I got caught up on Dexter, on Newsroom, on True Blood. True Blood is back. Oh my god, that show
are you
is
watching
it.
True Blood.
Oh god, that was so bad for 2 seasons, and we were just talking about when I was at that house party with all those people. Everybody's like, oh my god, we're just watching it because we've come this far.
Ryan.
Oh no, they are back. They've got the conspiracy theory about the virus and like, oh my god, it's so good. But I can't remember if the director of that, one of them had a really top-notch director. It's Howard Deutsch, but I can't remember what I just saw that he directed. It's Leah. Howard the Duck. What's her name? Leah.
Oh my God.
Leah Remini.
No.
That's a funny thing.
Leah Michelle.
No. Oh God. Famous.
I know. She was on.
The fact that you're referring to the Howard the Duck movie for anything really.
No, that's where she met him.
She had a show.
Yeah.
No,
that's where she met her husband Howard.
Hold on.
Howard Deutsch, and he's a famous director. But one of these shows that I watched this week, his name popped up, and he's a really good director, except for Howard the Duck.
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I like her.
Also had that one show.
Caroline in the City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I mean, so there again, summertime TV is not a wasteland anymore. Everything is just
God, you all have so,
so
much free
good.
Time on your hands.
Fuck
I don't know.
You.
I don't know how you, I really
you
don't.
Right up the ass. It's an hour out of your day. I am but not going to listen.
No.
I have a full-time job. I am not going to listen to this. You have so much full-time shit because I watch TV. You are not piling it on anymore.
You say an hour.
I clean my house. I go grocery shopping. I work out. I go to the gym. I help people. I donate to charities. I do a lot of shit. I can watch an hour of television.
First of all,
I am not listening to that shit
you
again.
You currently only clean your house because realtors are coming to show it.
It's that's, still clean.
Yeah, but that's
the advocates for whales.
Before that, you did not. Now, however, you say but 1 hour
like
a day.
He does.
That's
he
a
likes
you
me.
Watch 37 shows.
No, I do actually like where he's going with this because you don't watch an hour a day. You watch an hour a day per then, show. I want more with you.
Yeah.
Because I still
it's
like
about an hour. I watch one show
I still do dishes and like have a family and go grocery shopping.
And I can watch some TV.
Win competitions.
Right. Look at this. How accomplished she is.
I do all of those things.
She can follow a Netflix show.
And I watch
I'm just not gonna, I'm just not going to be guilted into I do nothing and I sit around with my thumb up my ass watching
it's
TV.
It's because we record them and then
watch
we
them at our leisure.
When watch I wake shows up, that we want when we want.
And when I, you know, get up stupid ass early.
Every
on
hour
Saturday
that you're
morning,
in the bar, I can say the same thing to you, so I'm not listening to it anymore.
But, okay, but I, to my defense,
I just got to get you off the cross on that one because
I'm not on any cross. I just had so many other things to do. I
so
do
while
not
you're at Charlie's.
Sit,
I'm
no,
watching a TV show.
I am at Charlie's an hour to an hour and a half. A night at the end of the night.
Right, and that's
all
why
the
I watch
hours
an hour
of the
to an
day,
hour and a half
I'm
TV a
show.
Day.
I just cannot imagine sitting and watching that much television. I just cannot.
Yeah, but I don't know about you guys. I don't.
I can't sit
I
in a bar for an hour and a half and watch those
for
people.
For multiple hours. I can watch one TV show, and then I get up and I putz around.
Well,
like
and I'm doing.
I'm hungover. Don't
I'm
make
on
that
the
face.
Computer.
Like, I DVR the night in the news so I can get through that in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
It also doesn't matter because I couldn't. I can sometimes sit
now this week I've been
TV.
Bad because I honest to God have had to catch up on 3 weeks of television.
Well,
so
sure.
My hour a day has been like
everything
21
that
hours
I have DVR'd
straight.
Is pretty much in the background. Like it's I'm sitting there working
and
I put it on.
I know
the
I watch. I watch. No. I give it. I watch. When if I watch something, it's on. We are like, watching this. We are right. Paying attention. I want to know the director.
When,
I want to know who wrote it. I want to know the characters.
When Damages. Was on. Do you remember Damages?
Yeah, Glenn Close. Glenn Close, very good.
I watched it like crack cocaine. Yeah. I stayed up every morning too. Until like 6, 8. This is pre-baby.
Yeah.
And I was like up every morning until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Brilliant.
And then I'd be like, you have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It was like crack.
Yeah, it was such a brilliant show. And that, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing so that I can watch it. Because you had to.
Right.
I mean, otherwise you'd be like, huh? Even more so.
And
like,
I
the,
the thing
on?
That kills me is I had this very strict rule about no 1 hour programs. Like there was not time in my life for a 1 hour program. And then fucking ER got good.
Oh, right.
And
right.
I and it used to be on after something that I kind of watched. And I'd be like, well, I'll watch a couple of minutes. And this is before DVR. So I'm like, well, it's still taping. So I might as well watch it. And then I was hooked. And I had a very strict no 1 hour program. So now it's Dexter, True Blood.
Well, now
because
1 hour.
Right. You're hard-pressed to find a half-hour TV show that's decent, and some of them are now 2 hours. Like, I know I'm talking reality TV, but almost all my reality TV shows are 2 hours at a time.
Well,
like
I love
a fucking
2 hours
movie.
Of Big Brother, though.
Oh, you know,
so addictive.
But the one time that I will say is wasted time, and I will agree with him that it's a waste of time and I could be doing something much more productive for the planet, is Project Runway, but I am
I
fucking...
I love it! It's back.
Oh, yeah.
It's back.
Okay, but I'll... But wait... Oddly, I will give you that because those people are actually being creative and making stuff and
so is,
doing stuff.
I mean, so is Dexter. That is creativity. That is brilliant writing, brilliant acting.
Every
that's
show.
My art. That's me is going
show.
To museum
next
watching
Food Network star.
Next real next best designer TV star.
Yeah,
if they win something, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Like Dancing with
if
the
Stars. If they
win
something based on talent.
Yeah,
right. Like Big Brother, I love because it's just. Bad, but nobody really like is
does anything.
This
right,
season on America's Next Top Model, they have guys and girls.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, I
heard
that.
I
mean, it takes me like 15 minutes to put together the khaki shorts and this T-shirt that I wear every week. So when I watch Project One Man, what they can do in a day, I'm like amazed at that.
Yes, you have to like think about that.
Yeah,
and I have to go somewhere later tonight.
I cry every single week on Project One Man. I don't think I've ever seen an episode where I did not break down in tears during it. Like, my God, your life.
About the only thing, that I've seen that anyone has put together in a very long time that made sense were your pants.
Oh yes.
On Sunday for Dancing with the Stars. Those were fabulous.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
Those took about 8 hours to make.
Yeah.
Well, you
so
have
I am going to stop you anytime you bring that up anymore because that irritates the shit.
One in order.
I just can't imagine sitting that long.
But I say that about going to a bar for like another night. I'd say the exact same thing. Like,
I work and do my stuff all night and then I'm like, okay, nightcap, done. Then I come right back home.
I didn't cry that one Project Runway went a couple seasons ago when they had to make the dresses for the fat real women, and that guy bitched the whole time about how fat his lady was. Oh,
I talk about that every year, and I'm waiting for every year they give them a woman the real of real woman. Proportions, and somebody has a nervous breakdown because they've never seen boobs before.
It makes
That's awesome. I love it.
So allegedly, we need to spank it. And Harrison, yes, True Blood has been amazing this year.
but I will say, for an hour-long show, there's one that's coming up in September that I can't wait, and that's Parenthood. Is coming back.
Kelly loves Parenthood.
And we love it. So, I mean, just
I love
things
that
like
cast.
That. Smart. Really smart.
Really good cast.
It is the end of hour two. This is the show. It's on Q Talk America every Tuesday night from 7 to 10. We got 1 hour to go in studio with us, surprisingly joining us. We got Sean Nerdahl, who's Katie's partner from Dancing with the Bars. Aaron Henderson, the better half of Marnie Ryer.
Yeah,
that's true. Katie June is here. Al Perkins, my name is Clayton McKee. Thank you. We'll be back in just a few moments with some sports, other random shit we're going to talk about. And then it's, of course, it's Thoughtful Vulgarity. Be back in just a moment.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, it's Clayton McKee right here with you. It's 9 o'clock. It's the beginning of Hour 3, The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk America. I'm here along with my cohorts in crime, Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins.
Hello.
Also joining us, as you can see from our live shot over the entire studio, Aaron Henderson is joining us in the yellow V-neck. I appreciate the V-neck, by the way. Thank you. Oh, you have yellow shoes, too. Wow, look at that. She's
and
flexible.
She is bendy.
Allegedly.
Well, Marnie, Mazel Tov.
Also, sitting next to Katie something. June is her winning dance partner from this year's Dancing with the Bars competition, Sean Nerdahl.
Yo,
pick it. There's your trophy. Yeah, right there. And that
pick
trophy. The trophy will be spinning next year. It is a traveling trophy. It will be spinning next year with us in studio as Katie was, I guess, sponsored, allegedly, by the show.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. Does that mean Katie got paid?
No.
Okay.
The same as Betty Early.
Absolutely not.
No, there was no.
I just wanted to make sure for us.
And there was also no enhancement drug use.
You mean Buddy would be pissed or you'd be pissed? Because okay, I'm going to be pissed.
Yes.
I meant Buddy.
We'll just say yes. Either way.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I meant Buddy.
Coming up later in this hour, we do have, as we close out every show, the Thoughtful Vulgarity segment. Also, Dr. Drew's death din with a lot of things surprising us this week. Like, well, Eileen Brennan died. Some other things we'll talk about. And then I'm sure we're going to probably 20 or 30 minutes of just random bullshit we all want to talk about. But right now, we're going to go to Katie June in sports.
The biggest news coming in sports is obviously in the world of ballroom dance, where Sean and I win a trophy. Russia's gay bill won't impact LGBT Olympians, allegedly. And NBC Sports is vague over their plans to cover it. A-Rod fighting MLB discipline, NBA's first scorer dies, and the top LGBT sports cities.
And that's sports!
Well done!
Very good, you hit the post on that one.
I hit the post. That's a sports reference, right?
No, that's actually a broadcast reference.
It's a broadcast reference?
Oh, but, fucking shit.
Look at what you've done this week.
Post. What?
You won the trophy.
Yeah.
And then you did that.
Yeah, no.
What does Wednesday hold? Fire. Jesus.
So, again, I know we already talked about it for the first 30 minutes.
What are we doing now?
We have more.
Well, we have more. I needed to pop a few bottles.
Oh, God.
This one is the fancier bottle.
Al might like this one better.
It costs more money anyway.
I'll look through the window and see if you like this one better.
Who wants ice cream? Because Al can.
Of course,
bring
you. Oh, there's Al.
So I gotta get a beverage. Wine. I want champagne.
Who wants ice cream? Anyone?
Yeah, I mean, if you bring me a spoon.
Yeah, I've got spoons.
So I feel like the most important thing, obviously, is our big win.
Yeah.
Yay, Sean.
There was a lot of strategy to this.
I mean, we literally talked on the phone every day for like 2 months.
Every 10 minutes we would get off the phone and then call each other back.
It was a little bit psychotic.
And we're like, did you do this? Did you do this? Oh, what about this? What if Dusty does this?
We were like hypothesizing what the other contestants might do, like what we could do to combat it if they took route A, B, or C, what our like strategy was going to be for either of those.
Oh, well done. Yay.
But you could tell because you guys were so connected and it was fantastic.
I looked at
the
party foul. Nothing like a red drink on a carpet. And have they brought
actually,
up...
Actually, it went all over my stuff.
Aww.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
Have they brought up you in that dress yet?
I mean, a lot of people
because
have.
Yeah, we haven't yet.
No. I think my girlfriend is the sexiest thing on the planet. Well, but that dress, goddamn, Katie June.
A little bit.
Goddamn, in that dress. You came out and I... First of all, I thought, I'd look like that in that dress. But
here's
then,
your estimate.
Also...
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
But we're also... Like that, kudos to you.
Thanks.
Good for you for a different diet every day and whatever because you looked amazing. Well, and Sean looked hot, but Sean.
Elle and I tripped over each other. And I'm like, paleo my ass. What the fuck is this?
It's a spray tan, also. That's what part of it is.
Competition
honest
dark.
To God, it's a fucking spray tan because I did not look like that in that dress 4 days prior.
And drag queen makeup.
And drag queen makeup.
If spray tanning makes you thinner.
I gotta go.
Bring it on. Yeah, we gotta go stand in a booth for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it.
No, this is I don't know. I hear things happening over there in Studio A. I'm not
totally sure. It all went in my bag.
Oh, that's a bummer. But here's the best part is that this win was really for Sean because he was about to become the Susan Lucci of Dancing with the Stars.
Except that I heard Dustin refer to that this week.
Is that now?
Dustin's only been in it twice. I've been in it four times.
I know, but Dion Brown.
Well, who were you paired with?
Dion Brown referred to him as...
The Susan Lucci.
And I burst out laughing.
Dion did. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Dusty.
So what? Who had you been with?
I was with Nathan Gilligan the first year.
Do we count that? Oh. He was on crack then.
Well, allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
Wait.
Do we know who he is?
I got all 10s except for Clayton gave me a 9. Just saying.
Clayton!
I'm a hard critic.
What's it? I can't hear as well in here as I can in there. What did you say about somebody?
Oh, I gave him a 9 for whatever they did. But it's because it was Nathan Gilligan.
Yeah.
Oh. And Kat is like, of course I tune in right for the bragging session.
Oh, Kat, welcome.
And Kat got robbed by the judges. I thought the one couple got scored too high, I thought. And
Two couples, in my opinion.
Yeah, but one really bad. We were the other judges.
We were catty as fuck back there. It's fantastic.
And by the way, Kat...
But Kat was underscored.
But Kat was amazing.
She was criminal.
Let me just be clear with you, Kat. You've actually tuned in for the second bragging session. Not the first.
And Kat, the this shoes one includes with both the white us. Little yes. things and the whole...
Oh, yeah,
Kat,
the white things
fantastic.
She looked great.
And we were in an alliance with them because Chrissy, her partner, teaches... with Sean together. Oh. So they were the two Fred Astaire Chandler.
Now when you say her life partner or her partner
on
the
board. Dance partner.
Okay.
Yep.
And she also pulled out that whole cute kid running up to her.
I know, motherfucker. And as soon as she walked backstage, she literally pushed me and she goes, "Did you see that? See that with the kid?" I'm like, "You bitch. My kid's at home, damn it."
I looked at her. No, we thought
your kid was there.
No, she wasn't.
No.
Oh. There was another cute little girl running around. That was actually Kat's dancing partner's daughter.
Oh,
so they both pulled out the kids.
Someone was holding up a baby, a child,
looking at you
on the screen, and we thought that was your brother.
Was it Chloe? Because
it was like on the other side of the room. I'm like, that's probably Palmer.
And I know you had a baby recently last year, but to look at you last year to this year, that was impressive. I mean, I think,
she looked amazing.
We all were like,
I'm thinking these two might want a moment alone with a picture of you.
No, not like that. It was very, very nice.
Yeah. And it surely felt good.
Envy.
Kelly, I have spoon envy right now. Who's got those? I do.
Actually, it's just it's more of a complete friendship appreciation.
Yeah,
because
no,
I'm so fucking proud of
you.
Oh,
I got much.
Yeah,
I
was blown away when all of a sudden you were walking, like we saw you standing in front, and then you turned, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Who does that? Yeah.
It was fun.
And by the way, you moved those, most people call them the girls, but I call them the boys. You moved those boys well.
That took a lot of coaching, because she wanted to be very conservative, and we're like, no.
Really?
Throw them around, make everybody see them. I don't know how to shimmy if my life fucking depended on it,
but that, my God.
Conservative don't win, Pat.
That's true. You got to blow them to win them.
Shake them.
So it really is for this one. Who is the best teacher in the world?
And it really isn't a pity fuck because I really did put you in my top three privately when me and the cat were over here. Well, not the cat on here, but the cat over here.
Meow.
Meow, yeah. We had you in the top three.
Yeah. We really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
But we got the top three.
But our fourth, we all had our different fourths, and we were all wrong.
Who were your four?
Forrest. I'm
the two hot guys I had.
Oh yeah,
I did not have them.
We had Kat as the somebody had Kat
that
as
was
the
a
fourth.
Lover hate for sure.
I had Kat as the third.
What the fuck is happening here?
But in we the thought, top, we but thought in Kat our top in the four, third. We thought we thought Kat was in the top in four,
the top three for sure.
Oh, and somebody
she was in the top.
Pussy
five,
was in the top five. Three. Somebody said Pussy was in the top. Not three of us, but somebody else.
But Pussy was in the top five, which I was very proud of her because she was not last year.
I thought that was great.
I was really, really, really proud.
But she was, and you know, Pussy has no idea who I am, nor should she. But very charming.
Before
she went on stage, I went up and
everybody
talked to her a little bit, and she was very gracious. Like I could see the look on her face, like, "Oh my God, what happened in my life that I know you?" She was very, very gracious and like chatty. And her interview was good, and she was great. I was very impressed with with the hoot.
The whole day is fun.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Vanilla
so, not quite as fun. Russia.
Fuckers.
Yeah. Putin.
Putin.
Oh, you know what?
Secret homosexual.
Zimbabwe, Uganda, and fuck you, Russia.
Yeah, so he sucks bananas. Probably, actually,
maybe,
in real life.
And likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the biggest issue, of course, so basically, Putin is has more or less declared war on gays in Russia. You can be jailed for 14 days without question for even being suspected of being gay. If you're told on
so
for
what,
being
if
gay, gay
match,
parents,
gonna,
if you're, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
garanimals are illegal.
There apparently, there have been some online... you know, they're sort of entrapping these like young gays or people who are meeting online, and they're I don't know what the right word for it is.
No, you're doing it right. Yeah,
like soliciting these young
people. They're playing to catch a predator with someone who's not a predator.
Yeah. Right. Thank
Chris,
you.
It's Chris Hansen. Yeah.
Clayton knows.
Fuck you.
Were you offered some lemonade?
No.
Want some lemonade?
That's not lemonade.
And the worst is that it's you know, and these horrible Russians are really doing this to children, and being encouraged. They should be, according to their whatever prime minister or president guy in charge.
And it's not the worst part is
you're dropping shit.
The worst part is it's not, as far as I know, it's not based on religion. Like, they don't, there's Russian Orthodox, but, like, religion kind of went with communism because their only god is...
I thought this was all based on population. He's terrified that they're going to lose...
Right.
Well,
remember when he was paying a lot of money for the Boys to Men to come
right,
sing?
Right,
yeah, to get them turned on, yeah. So, I mean, I get...
That's right.
No.
Wait, I don't know that
Wait
story.
Wait a minute, I had heard...
True.
No, we talked about it here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they put on a fucking amazing show.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of...
I mean, really. It is sexy.
Because of the birth rate falling so much in Russia, they decided to have this concert to bring Boys to Men with all their baby-making music to come in. Well, he hasn't even given enough time for these kids to be born.
Right. Yeah, to give them the humping.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are going to be gay. Sorry, sir. But now the problem is with... You got... It's the Winter Olympics.
Well,
which
right.
is where
and
the
so,
gays are hiding. So let's be honest.
And that's where this comes into sports.
Ice, baby.
It's got ice dancing in it. It's got something called
ice dancing.
Icy.
This is very icy dancing.
And
thank you. I'm going to
take about your Russian accent?
It's the best I had.
Yeah.
Were you Boris or Natasha? Which one were you?
I was Banasha.
Making trouble for moose and squirrel.
Oh, that was a fun one.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
So the problem, of course, where it comes into sports is that it's we're coming to the Olympics, and you know, we really, and I genuinely agree that we really should be questioning what the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, do we go in and take our we know that there are gay Olympians. A lot of them are out and proud
right,
from around the world.
And we've been encouraging that for like two Olympics now, trying to get the divers to come out, trying to get the swimmers to come out.
Yeah, but what do you do? Like, if all the gay athletes say, we're not going to go, but then the straight ones go, didn't they just out themselves? If they're not already out.
Right, well, no, but then you're relying on straight allies. And the other problem with the boycotting is that we boycotted the last time they were in Russia, the 80 Olympics. We boycotted and what did they do? They invaded Afghanistan without any provocation. Jesus, who did that second? So we boycotted them in 80, and all it did was hurt the athletes.
And that's exactly what my brother and I were talking about. My brother says,
awesome.
Well, if you boycott them, then what about all of our swimmers and divers who, yes, they have careers outside of the Olympics, figure skaters.
Winter.
I'm sorry, it's winter. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Swimmers and divers are fine. They're in
I'm thinking about, he's in a different story.
Yeah.
But, you know, the skate, all of them, the bobsledders, of which I am kind of a part of that team.
Yeah, true,
I'm a little bit. Yeah. I wonder if I'm going to win a trophy for that as well. And I mean,
I don't know. Let's ask
if
Kat.
You bobsled in that grass, I think they'll give you something.
But it's bobsledders don't have, there's not a big bobsledding platform around the world for them to exhibit their talent and perform. So this is it for them.
They don't really perform.
No.
But
well,
I like,
no, thank you.
Aren't
the
there curlers. Four people?
The curlers. The thank you. There are.
Aren't there?
It's a whole team.
So the four of us should bobsled.
Yes.
Oh no.
I feel the rhythm.
Hey, I feel the rhyme. That's right.
We could just make like a we could make like a box car and like row down the right down the street.
I'd have to be the one in the back because you know
the anchor.
You gotta shift the weight.
Yeah. But so anyway, it's just a big problem. You know, the Olympic committee is saying that their gay bill won't impact the Olympians. Of course, they're saying that, and it goes back to I was reading another article when the Olympics were held in Germany, kind of pre all the really really horrible things. That the Nazis were doing, and basically, what's his face? Hitler said,
"What's his face? Yes, you got the name right.
And that's how he should be known."
And he basically said, "Yeah, we're going to lift all of that crazy ban. We don't hate. We're not going to hate anyone for the next 2.5 weeks while you guys are here." But and they said it on paper, and they did it on paper, but in reality, they kept right along with the exact
who's
same.
Now, remind me, who's the black runner that won the gold medal there? I always want to say Carl Lewis, and that's not the right name.
Not Johnson.
Jesus Christ.
I have no idea.
In 36 gold.
That was way before my time.
One of the big deals was that the Americans let a black person in to run because our racial laws were so bad. And they went there where he was, you know, no blacks allowed.
You couldn't even have black hair, let alone.
Right. And then this black runner won the gold medal and beat all the Aryans. And it was like an embarrassment to everyone. Our treatment of blacks, like the military was still segregated. The South was still segregated, and then we went to a country that was actively like getting ready to gas people. And this black man,
Jesse Owens.
Yes, that's it.
And his memorial.
Is there a movie about him? Because I want to watch it.
Yes,
well,
and his memorial.
South Phoenix.
Yeah, his memorial clinic is in South Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah, it used to be one of the few places that did AIDS testing in the late 80s. It was one of like two clinics, one of the first places to do
AIDS
testing.
That seems a little bit intentionally racist. I don't know.
No, but I mean, it was a good thing.
No, it's a good thing. Yeah.
Very welcoming that they were saying that it was happening to more than gay people. So Jesse
Owens
clinic was like, we'll do it. But
well,
so I mean, I just think steer clear. Like, don't support like Obama going to Uganda when you find out they have a horrible human rights record.
Right,
we got to shut the door because that echoes. You just don't go. Like, it's time to start standing up. And Buddy Early in his blog today said, if this was a law against blacks, Jews, Hispanics, pick another ethnicity, would anyone be going? Well, Jewish is a religion, so, but you know what I mean? Like,
but any, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Kind of an ethnicity.
Yeah, kind of. They're Israelis, though, as I just had this conversation at work. So, do you, have to boycott. Like, I know it doesn't hurt the right people. And now there's this thing about the Russian vodkas.
Stoli. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And gay bars getting rid of
is
it.
Is a big one. And one of the bars in Chicago already did it.
It bounces. But
he was
Stoli,
talking about vodka.
Stoli is bottled in
Latvia?
Pittsburgh?
Yeah, outside of there.
It's not.
It's Russian product. But the thing is it will send a message. If Stoli, like these bars are saying, we'll give a dollar to a human rights campaign. You're giving it for every drink made with Stoli that you order. That's great. But you're giving a dollar to a bureaucracy. Cut the money off to Stoli, and Stoli may turn around and use its international. It's international, and I get that they're not the problem.
But then you look at like the Stoli, like the companies that distribute Stoli here, and
like
I look
Hensley.
Locally, and they're like they're been fucking-tastic about their,
and that's what everyone is saying is, and Stoli headquarters down to our reps here locally are good. So we need them to take all that good and turn it around, and we need to say to them, everybody
you have
to turn backwards and say, you have to help. Right. Your dollar to Amnesty International is terrific, and it's almost like a yellow ribbon on the car. It's doing nothing.
The least you can possibly
do. We need to put pressure on Stoli so they can use their money to put pressure on someone else. Yeah. And all these Russian companies. Yes, we're not blaming you, but if you stand silent, you're giving your consent to these people to do this. So you have to use your influence backwards.
Yeah.
My voice being raised is only going to piss off you people.
Yeah.
Stoli's voice being raised is going to make a big deal. So that's what...
Stupid comparison, perhaps. Allegedly, but what about people that go to Chick-fil-A as opposed to people that are drinking Stoli vodka?
Huh?
As far as
it's not a stupid comparison.
As far as, you know,
don't eat a Chick-fil-A. Boom.
Right.
Right.
Right. But I mean,
guess that's
people,
true. I don't really drink that much vodka. So
no, right. But people, their argument, and we've had it in here, was the idea that if you have to go and give up everything, right, that if somebody has an opinion against gay people or doesn't like
it's
the lifestyle,
it's, yeah.
What all are you giving up? Now, I'm not saying don't. You know, stop drinking slowly. Stop
it's
drinking it.
It's all in theory now because most vodkas are Russian. But we went through this, and the reason that there are gin martinis, which are like the worst thing that's ever happened to the human race, is because Americans as a people were so anti-Russia during the Cold War, they would not drink vodka martinis.
I didn't realize that.
So they invented the gin martini so that no one would be seen as being pink in the 50s, and they came up with a gin martini so you could drink something clear, like... I know a little bit of history.
My uncle is a gigantic gin drinker. He's also a crazy gin Republican. Maybe that's why.
The gin martini came up in protest of the Cold War and of being pink. Now, Kat says, wouldn't you like to stand up like John Carlos in 68 with the black fist in the air, the black power? Yes. But nobody in 1968 was threatened. Well, I guess they could have been lynched or killed somewhere at that time, too. But in Russia, like, this is not our government. These are not our people. And I think 1968, the Olympics were in Mexico City. So, Kat, you got to help me with that. There's a difference between Mexico City showing black power and Russia, where it's illegal to be gay, you know, with Johnny Weir, you know, sending up a pink glove.
Thank
you know what I mean? Like, they're just going to kill him when they see him.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the costumes.
Well, and... And
you'd kill him. You're saying.
The fans, though, like the supporters. I mean, people travel from all over the world.
Like my friend Shane, his dream is to see the Olympics everywhere. And, you know, he's been trying really hard to get to Olympic events. Now, do you want to travel to a country?
Hell no.
And NBC. Now, somebody who knows in the other room said NBC is saying
they're going to rainbow peacock. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
Well,
so NBC really needs to step up, too. I mean, this
and
is
they're
where,
not, though. I'll tell you what, because there have been calls for them to at least like. Right. So. They're the ones that are covering it, and they're not going to drop their coverage of the Olympics, for Christ's sake. But there have been calls for them to really focus in on these anti-gay laws. Like, they want them, you know, a lot of the groups want, HRC included, wants them to highlight this and say, like, this is an atrocity, this is horrible, and really cover that piece of the Olympics.
Right.
And NBC is saying no. And that's a big problem. They're like, if it impacts the games, we will we'll cover it. But unless it actually impacts the Olympic Games, which it does. To me, it does.
You have figure skaters going. I'm sorry. You have a direct impact. Your biggest moneymaker in the Winter Olympics, the big 8 o'clock highlight every night, is going to be figure skating.
Oh, sure.
That bobsledding, it's fun. Yeah. It's funny to watch. It's on at 2 a.m.
Right.
So what
the
is the
8 p.m. primetime NBC slot is going to figure skating.
All gay all
so
the time.
So has Russia come out? Because obviously we all know from previous Olympics, there is an Olympic Village. They have this kind of an isolated world where everybody lives and stays.
I've been to part of it, actually.
Well, and Price slipped their way through most of it. Yeah, right? Allegedly.
Park
City people.
So
We're all a little bitchy tonight, too.
So what I'm wondering is, has the Russian government, has anybody heard this? Because I am not following this as much as probably the rest of you. Because I know you're a news junkie and you absorb a lot of this stuff. Have they come out and said that anybody that's within this little bubble... under the dome, if you will.
No, they're saying we're not going to mess with the Olympians.
But then
somebody from the government came out and said we're waiting for this to come get them.
Mm. Oh my God, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Like,
that's
the official word. The official word came down of like peace and love and goodwill, and we're on the Pope side. And then one of the lower level ones that nobody gave them the message was like, oh, we can't wait for this. We're going to round them up.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
that's what I was concerned about.
Because the minute you land there,
because I can't remember that. I think they're actually in. Are they in Moscow? I thought it was in a smaller
Sochi.
City.
No, it's in Sochi.
Sochi.
Right.
And that's what I think that they forgot to give, like, the mayor of Sochi the message of, like, where this is going.
Because I'm thinking the buses that are shuttling, as soon as they've seen the buses from the airport shuttling everybody to Olympic Village, they'll be like, stop the bus.
Yeah, it was like yesterday or today that they made the statement that
that's
everybody
horrible.
Was like, everybody slow down now.
And the
like,
worst part is that you don't even have to be like, there's no qualification for being gay. You can just be allegedly gay.
Well,
no,
right.
I'm
exactly.
saying like,
you don't
that,
have a card
you
carrying...
guys don't have to be like making out in the street. Like, they could just see you or see...
I like how Donnie from Okinawa has got his priorities straight. He says, so no more Russian porn?
And I told him, Czech porn is just as good. I like my porn from Czechoslovakia.
So the next really super quick story is just, and I only bring this up because I think there's a lot of controversy here as well, is with A-Rod, okay, player for the Yankees, not currently playing for the Yankees because he's out on a multiple injuries.
Yeah, he heard it. Like, what do you one run to first base and a quad
knee
injury
or something was like a little bit wacky, or ankle, like a joint, and then he had like a really major quad injury.
And maybe a butt implant went wrong.
Yeah, seriously though, he ran to first base, like one hit, one run to first base, he's out. Millions and millions of dollars,
$100 million, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
jeez.
And here's the thing is that now they're getting him on these doping charges because he was connected to that Bioscience or Bioscene or whatever in Florida. And I was listening to some really interesting articles or some commentary about there's all of this drama, like major drama in baseball about steroids and in cycling about steroids.
Right.
But what about football? Like, what are – like, these guys – well – yes, but they're not testing for the same like human growth hormone, and they're debating on whether or not they want to test for that human growth hormone in NFL because
they're 700 pounds.
They're saying, well, we don't know if we want to test for it or not because we don't know if the tests are accurate. It's something kind of bullshit because it's very hazy.
Accurate, then why is it okay in these other?
Exactly, right. It's very hazy that the NFL is trying to skirt around it and like just fly under the radar because if they start testing the NFL, then the league will be gone.
Right.
Well, the league won't be gone. It'll just be smaller.
It will be smaller. I mean, really, but the money. Well, but
and you weren't here last week because we were talking about
how big the goddamn players are.
We were talking about Refrigerator Perry today next to.
Sure.
They're not all Samoan people.
That's true.
We'll give you one Samoan, and the rest of you are on a hormone.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But Refrigerator Perry would be he would look petite.
Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah.
My
brother was talking about today a guy, and I can't remember what his name is, but I don't know if he's new, but he's a running back that looks like a linebacker, that looks like a defensive.
And there's
like,
something going
on
because running backs are small.
Yeah.
They're tiny. They're like 5'8, 5'9 lean. They have to run in and out
of people.
But you just have to wonder about any of the other sports. Like, I just. I'm curious as to why it's baseball and now cycling, and because there are some big players that have been busted. But what about all of the other sports? And then where does it end, right? Then where does it end? If we go into football and we go into swimming and we go into soccer and we go into basketball and then,
tennis? Well, they have to test tennis because tennis is in the Olympics. Yeah. So tennis has to be rigorously
tested. Hopefully it would just end it. Like, test everybody and hopefully it ends it so that you are scored on an equal playing field.
And these giant humans.
What playing field that is.
If it happens, though, that every sport is tested, I mean, it is going to be an upheaval in every single major sport.
It will. But that's what needs to happen because the upheaval's already happened the other way.
Yeah.
These people are gigantic.
Yeah, you're right.
And I thought Howie Long's another one. Howie Long retired in the maybe mid-90s, early 90s, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Possibly even earlier than that for the Raiders, right? He played for the Raiders. I thought he was mammoth. I mean, I saw him in person and I was just, I was agog at how big this guy was. Yep. And now he's another one. He stands next to people and you're like,
it's just interesting when you think about
still a hell of a good looking guy.
And in baseball, for God's sakes, I mean, they are crucifying these men. Right. But in football, they're doing nothing.
If they test everybody in football and then 90% of the players test positive, are they going to kick out 90% of the players?
That's what I'm saying,
Probably
Aaron,
not. Right. And now my students can now have glorified athletes that are on drugs, in addition to that are animal killers and pieces of shit. But also drug users. And now my students can look up to those people.
And then what are they going to do? They're never going to do that because they're never going to kick out 90% of the players because then the NFL ceases to exist. Then the NFL ceases to exist for this period of time. And then advertisers lose money and Coke loses money and Budweiser loses money and nobody's
going
to
stand
for
that. And cocaine loses money.
That's what I mean, literally. Right. Yeah.
Because I clearly don't follow all this. Give me dollar amounts. NFL salaries and MLB salaries.
Depends on the position, but like
baseball makes a lot more.
It's
a longer season.
A-Rod's most recent contract was multi-year, $273 million.
Yeah,
and you had Emmitt Smith back in the day when he was the premier running back. I can't even tell you what Adrian Peterson makes, but he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, $48 million contract, and so that was as a running back.
And was that a multi-year?
10 years ago, right. But like 10 years ago.
The only reason I asked the question is because it is, I, because I realize what you're saying. Like you're saying, every vendor, every advertiser, everybody, yeah. every stadium, every sponsor, everybody who sells hot dogs, yada 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 yada. If they start really push coming down on NFL, it's gonna huge, the domino effect is gonna be huge. Right. Like, and I just thought that they're skirting this like crazy only because the domino effect would be so much larger.
Well, we saw that
NFL
with the strike, the NFL yeah. strike. Yeah. When you looked at the money and like. Basketball went on strike and not a lot of people lost money. Like the players lost some money. There was some advertising loss.
Right.
Local businesses. When the NFL went on strike, and what was that? Like three weeks late? What did they start? 3 or 4 weeks late?
Yeah. And
oh my God. Like lives were lost. Like right. that is.
It was an upheaval.
The money in commercials alone is gigantic. They're like $1 million per 30-second ad.
Right.
For
regular football games.
Right. Or like the Sunday teams night. To play. Like the Jaguars play the and you get big money.
Oh my God.
But the Yankees can, like not everybody, the Yankees are an exception. Like they have, there's no salary cap in baseball yet. No one has set that.
Right. Oh, so
the Yankees will always win because they can pay $70 million to one person. Right. Well, where another team's whole budget is $70 million.
They said that if A-Rod misses out on games, for every one, like if he were to be suspended, although his lawyers are fighting vigorously against him getting any kind of a disciplinary action, but it's $7.5 million that they save per game. Can you fucking imagine going out and playing like what a couple hours of your sport?
It's called a pay or play contract.
Even one day, because even you, if you say, "Oh, I'm starting." Even 2 days, I start the night before, 3 days, and then I ice down the day after. You're making $7.5 million in 3 days.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's absurd.
It is. What we're it's paying absurd. Them is absurd. And the Yankee, and that's why if you watch Moneyball, which, it's a movie, but it's about money. And
smart.
It's how Brad Pitt works with the Oakland A's who have no money and they have to compete against the Yankees. So he's a bargain shopper. He's basically out there with coupons trying to find players. And it's a fascinating look at the money part of baseball and how to make a team that can compete with the Yankees' payday.
Sure.
And in the NFL, they have to balance it out because they have a salary cap, and it makes a big difference. And the Yankees will always win. They'll always be in the World Series because they have the money. They're just throwing money at the problem. God bless them.
Now, where do the allegedly. Yankees get all their money? Like, why
but they're in New York. They have the advertising. They're the biggest market in the nation, so even the local stations have to pay.
And they keep winning,
and they're so
old. They get more money.
Yeah. They have a rabid fan base. I mean, the fan base for the Yankees, and it's a brand. Ridiculous. It's like Kleenex. Like when you think baseball, your second word is the Yankees.
Yeah.
And what movie is it?
The Cubs.
Nicely some people.
Done.
Catch Me If You Can. When he tells the story about being nervous, and he says, when the people go against the Yankees, they just see the stripes and they get nervous, right? Doesn't he tell them that story? Okay. That when you see the Pan Am stewardesses, you just focus, like, no one's looking at the pilot in the middle. Like, no one's looking at what's really coming. You just see the Yankee.
Smart,
You know what I mean? All you see is the Yankee emblem and the stripes, and you're nervous because it's the fucking Yankees. It's Pan Am. So he walks on an airplane because he surrounded himself with six Pan Am stewardesses. So no one looked at him. No one said, "You're 16 years old. You're not a pilot." They were so busy looking at the Pan Am stewardesses, but...
That's good.
I mean...
Thanks for taking that back to entertainment.
There's a movie reference or a show tune in there somewhere.
So you got
couple more quick ones. Michael Phelps. I was a swimmer growing up. God love swimming. It's my favorite summer Olympic sport. And Michael Phelps was after the last Olympics, summer Olympics. He's the most decorated Olympian, and he said, "I'm done. I'm done. I retire. Age 30. I'm so done. I hate it. I'm
right, over it." Right.
It's now not the case any longer. He's now being vague, allegedly, about his future. He basically is just saying, "I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow," when asked about the 2016 games in Rio. So that could kind of be exciting.
All you need to do is see those pictures of Greg Louganis in a Speedo, and all of a sudden you're like, "Oh, 30's not old."
Fine, right.
Yeah, no shit.
Now, speaking of which, I thought are we still all going to plan on going to Rio? Wasn't that the gig when we were
they're gay friendly.
Yeah.
I'm still in.
Yeah.
I'm all up for Rio.
Fiesta in Rio.
You'll never see me at a game. I'll be somewhere else. Walking around the village.
We've also got the NBA's first scorer, Ossie Schechtman. Excuse me. He was a Knicks guard and a one-time All-American at Long Island University in Brooklyn. He played when the two-handed set shot rule, I don't know what that means, and a 6'8" center was giant. That's funny. 6'8" was giant. He died on Tuesday at 94. He was remembered as a central figure in the NBA's creation tale. Scored the first 2 points in the league's history and became something of a celebrity when the distinction was uncovered 42 years and 5 million points later.
Because eventually you have to find out who was the
who
first.
Who was the first?
Yeah. Because when, you know, 60 million. Years from now, I'm like, who was the first American Idol winner?
On the night of November 1st, 1946, the Knicks faced the Toronto Huskies at a Maple Leaf.
Huskies.
At the Maple Leaf Gardens, the home of the NHL's Maple Leafs, before 7,090 fans who were more familiar with face-offs than jump balls. And the court covered the ice surface. So it's very cool.
Wasn't it originally called the American Basketball Association or something like that? And then it became... Like
it still calls it... Oh, no, it still calls it the National Basketball.
No, I think...
But maybe...
It was originally like the BBA or the Basketball...
No, but I think what they're saying is he was part of the transition into...
No, it was the original game, Basketball Association of America. I'm sorry.
Okay. Right, the BBA. Yep. And then it became the NBA, but he was still the first one to score points under the NBA.
Where did you mention that game was played?
In
Toronto.
Oh, okay. Madison Square Garden has been given notice.
Yeah, 10 years.
They have 10 years to vacate the premises because they sit on top of Penn Station, and Penn Station was kind of leveled a little bit. And it turns out this is like Madison Square Garden's third location in the city. They have moved several times.
I didn't realize that either.
And they moved there in 68, and now they're being told to give in the boot because they want to do what they did to Grand Central Station 20 years ago, and then they debuted it in The Fisher King with Robin Williams. They want, and they really did. That was the day that it opened, that they did the big waltz, his dream sequence. Remember when Robin Williams made good movies? I don't either. So they're going to move it so Penn Station can go back to its full glory, and they're going to get a high-speed train. And it's the only place that will be able so they can get that high-speed corridor going, because it's going so well for Spain.
Too soon.
No.
Allegedly.
No. That dumbass. No, fuck him.
He was texting.
No. He was actually on the phone with train control.
He was on the phone.
With train control. Can you imagine?
He was taking a selfie. This is me going around a corner.
Yeah, right. Hang on. Woo! We're sensing.
So anyways.
We think you're going a little faster.
No, I'm fine. The only way they can get a high-speed rail into New York is if they rebuild Penn Station to its previous glory. Okay. Because that was something of a showplace back in the day, and it's been a dump ever since.
Last story is...
Oh, I thought that... I'm sorry.
Just really quick.
I
think this is kind of fun. The top gay sports cities in the country were revealed by a company called Target 10, a marketing company, and they basically looked at the LGBT population, the number of gay leagues, Google Trends, the host of any kind of a gay games, LGBT sports nights, and do they have a gay sports bar. And tied for first, Chicago and New York, not... terribly surprising. But what's really fun is that the reason that Chicago takes a little bit of the cake is the first National Gay and Lesbian Sports Hall of Fame will be opening later this year in Chicago.
Oh, very good.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
New York
also. Will you two be in it?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we're lobbying for it right now.
I hear that Kat Carlson is the one who's really lobbying for it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. Yeah. With 17 points. 16 points, manager. San Francisco. The San Francisco Giants has hosted an annual LGBT night for over ten years.
That's another one that's just horrified by that guy on the 49ers making those comments.
Oh, sure.
Rest of San Francisco cannot bet.
Kind of surprised at Washington, D.C., which I don't think has a ton of, like, they don't have sports teams.
They have the Redskins.
Well, they have the Redskins.
Capitals.
Like, oh my God, don't say that near somebody from D.C., you'll get shot.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but right, they don't, I guess I just don't think of them. I don't think
the
of
Wizards?
Them.
And tons, of, tons of strip clubs.
Yeah, they are this big, and they have
the White House
all the sports teams in every gay bar in the country.
So they have 15 points. They're number four. Atlanta with 14 points, Boston, then L.A., the foundation of the Gay Games, has had international sporting competition every 4 years since 1982. I don't know what that has to do with it.
Do we need to get her glasses?
No, I think she needs to read her material before she comes to the studio.
No, it's
really... I'm with you. Keep going.
It's a little infographic. It's like tiny, and you can't.
I was like, I don't know.
You can't download it. You can't. Yeah. Houston, Dallas,
like
Philadelphia, where the first gay softball World Series in 1977 was held in Philly.
Isn't every softball a gay softball series?
And then Seattle. Where are Brittany Griner? Mm-hmm.
It's all underhanded.
So is Phoenix even on that list?
And Big Dyke.
Publicly, she apparently came out in Seattle.
Just so you know. Well, she plays for us, but we didn't make the list.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Anyway, so that, ta-da. And that's it in the world of sports.
Thank God.
That was a very invigorating sports
segment. Let's continue on with this, shall we?
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Okay. Just because we told like 18 different stories about the same night. About the Dancing with the Bars night from all different perspectives. So how do you rationalize like stories from your past, like with your family or with friends that they remember completely differently?
Like how do you rationalize or how do you bring clarity to?
Yeah, like how do you decide?
Because my mom doesn't remember anything. Like I'm like, no, mom, it was 7:30. It was a blue car. You know, I remember that kind of shit.
And my mom gets argumentative about it. And I'm like, No, really. That's how it was.
And she's sober, so I'm going to go with her.
No, but wasn't then. Oh. We're talking about like when I'm younger. So
how do you decide when two people have very clear like memories
this
of
this? Us every day.
Different recollections.
Like how do you how do you reconcile it? Do you agree that one of you is right or?
Well, I am the Clayton's mom of this relationship. I don't remember. I'm always right, yes. But I also don't remember anything. So, I mean, even somebody was asking me today about my experience skydiving, and I couldn't remember the most basic facts about it. And it was like, 3 weeks ago? I don't remember.
Plane air fast.
Fall.
Highlighted.
Fall. Fast fall.
Bullet points on this.
Right.
So I feel like towards me.
I don't. Thanks. I can't ever. I truly, like, I should probably see someone about the fact that I have no memory. But I forget to make the call. But anyway. Yes. But
she wakes up.
I don't win.
Honey, what's my name?
Yeah,
you remember, honey. So that's good.
I do. So yeah. I'm a bad person. That's because I truly have to take other.
So
people's
you
words
just take other people's words.
I
for
have
it. Okay.
To.
And when it comes to this, when I say she's always right, that's because I look up and it because I want to make a point. No. Aaron, I mean, really, like I want to make
Aaron's
a point.
Like,
right?
I would like to know why you say I'm always right.
No, but when
because I tell her I'm always right.
Oh good no, job. That's just known. But when. When you know you're right on something, you tend to look up and be like, no, this is going on, whatever. And then I see a look in her face, and then I know where it's going, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe I didn't remember it that way.
So you lie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Allegedly,
I mishandle the truth.
Yeah.
I may have dropped it on the way to the kitchen.
Truth,
yeah.
But I mishandle the truth by choice.
I like what Harrison just said. I just decide my family's nuts and I just go with my memories.
Obviously. I love that.
Well, no, but, I mean, but what's she's the point? One of those people right. that we have so many common yeah. stories, and she'll tell a story, and I'll tell a story, and I'm like, were we both there?
The same time?
But it's how you know. You
but eventually, you turn both right. of them into the myth, right. like, and it all becomes a myth.
Sure.
Well, I think for me, I have a really good memory, but I look at it more from everything from a logical point of view, so I see all that. But one thing that I have noticed that a lot of like my mainly female friends, when we go to a particular event or whatever, they view things completely different than what I did. Like how the girl looked at her or how the girl said hello to her, that girl is automatically like, she was being really mean to me. And I was like, I think she just said hello. And I don't remember there being any sarcasm.
Right.
Animosity.
That's a perfect example. We went to this party. You had a terrible time. I had a great time. And we never right. left each other's side. Right. But she was being a bitch. And that sure. one's a whore. And yeah. that drink was terrible. Like,
those are all true yeah. statements. Yeah. I'm sure, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have the yin and yang in every yeah, relationship absolutely. And yeah. whatever happens. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
That's I'm pretty sure she just said hello.
Yeah.
But what I interpreted yeah. was That cunt. That's right.
And then that's when Marnie goes, uh-huh, honey, you're right.
Yeah. She may have done that, but I try to do what Sean does. I don't know, but maybe. I mean, I can see how you would see that. I say a lot.
It's possible. I mean, she might have been mad at you.
Maybe
I
turned my head, she went, but I don't know. I didn't see it.
I think I was looking right at her the whole time.
I feel like I didn't look away, but maybe I did.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, with you, I'm thinking like the childbirth story would be one that you and Kelly probably tell from completely different perspectives.
Do you know what? It's actually not what I was thinking about, because I literally had the easiest and most amazing labor on earth. And my doctor actually told me, don't tell anyone because they will hate you. It was that easy.
That was it. Just boom.
I swear to God, I pushed 3 times total. Like, from the first push to the third lap, till she was in my lap. It was 3. Anyway.
In the car seat on the way home.
Yeah. And I was also on drugs and, like, online shopping for sunglasses about 2 seconds before she came out. So, which was, I still have the sunglasses. So that was working out.
You still have the daughter. That's the more important part.
Good my call. God. Thank you, right?
I still have the sunglasses. Who
She's
cares?
Like, but it was a harder decision for the sunglasses.
Right. I had more difficulty picking which style of
sunglasses.
Sunglass
Hut has so many.
That's
options.
Embarrassing, but you're right. Yeah, I still do have the daughter as well. She's doing really well. So here's what I laugh about this question is because it has passed down throughout my dad's family that there is always like the embellisher.
I thought you said your dad's family. I'm like, all right, settle down.
I thought the same thing.
It's a trophy, bitch. Calm down. Now.
How do you see it, dance, daddy?
That is actually down. Something Pass I would have said, down. So it's embarrassing. But,
what a feeling. I am rhythm now.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Gonna get you.
We're in the rhythm. Oh,
he's gonna get you. Yeah.
So,
two entirely different songs.
Listen to Barge.
God, I can feel that rhythm of the night. Yeah.
I was dancing on the ceiling.
All right. So, Jess.
Get out of my dream.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Remember when Lionel Richie didn't suck? Me neither.
Oh.
Get into my car.
Back to Katie's dance
family. Your dance family.
Oh, me? Yeah,
my
you.
Dad's family.
Father's family.
Thank you, my father's family. There's always kind of like the one person that embellishes and the one person that sets it straight. So, you know, like my grandfather embellished a lot on all of his. He was a very fabulous storyteller, and my grandmother would be sitting in the corner like laughing hysterically going, you are lying, that is not what happened. And it was so fun to listen to them tell stories. So the same thing is with my mom and my dad. My dad embellishes and tells the story, and my mom just sets him straight.
Harrison would enjoy your father more, because Harrison will tell you if it's not worth embellishing, it's not
then
worth
it's not, yeah.
Sure.
Color it up a little bit.
So the best thing, and so I'm an embellisher. I take after my dad. And
you?
I know. So when I used to live with my cousin Mark. So Kelly is my mother and grandmother in this story, because I'm like,
she'll love
hearing
that.
Can you believe she said? And Kelly's like, she didn't say that. But I'm like, fucking yes, she sort of did. Stop it. It makes the story better.
I bet she thought of it.
Yeah. Someone said that at some point.
If she had a script written by me,
it would. She would. It would. And it was way funnier.
Yeah.
And Kelly calls me all the time. But I used to live with my cousin Mark, and we are 6 months apart, and we have been, you know, great friends our whole lives, very close. And the best part was living with another embellisher, because we'd go out. And our stories were amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
And almost entirely false. And I would say one thing. You know, I would say, I know. And remember when this happened? He's like, and remember when this happened? And I knew full well it didn't happen. But I'm like, yeah.
That was the best part.
It was so funny. We've talked about it before, that we love that we will lie for each other. We will just, and we love, I'll be like, yes, I mean, we just build off of each other's weird, embellished lie stories until we have everyone cracking up, and it's the funniest thing you've ever heard.
Did your family make the glue for Post-it notes?
Yeah.
That was my great aunt. Yeah.
her name was M. Yeah. There were three of them.
Did you see her just do a liquor shrug? You just did a full-on liquor twitch. Oh. I can't wait till you watch that. 9:47.
Palmer does that all the time. I wonder if I gave that to
Maybe
her
you
somehow.
Gave her booze? Like, what happened?
No. Harrison just know. Said, why ruin a perfectly good story by telling the truth?
Yes. That's right. Harrison, that's how I feel.
That is exactly how Harrison
so
goes
that's
about
how
it.
Our, that's our
I love that. That's funny.
Two versions of this answer. There, one of them is, and I just I was reminded of it because you said there was an you know, two embellishers. My friend Duke back home in Joplin, Missouri, he and I for many years for the several years I lived back home when I worked for the TV station and radio station at the same time, we got to go to a lot of different concerts. Like I met REO Speedwagon and I met Richard Marx and I just for that era from the early 90s, I got to meet a lot of people.
Feel free to Google Richard
Marx.
Hold on to the night, right? Yeah. So I got to meet a lot of cool people and hang out with them. And we met Sawyer Brown and the group. The guys of Sawyer Brown knew us by name. Like when we'd go to their concerts, we'd walk in line just say hi, and they would call us by name.
Well, I heard The Race Is On.
Yeah, really.
Well, you are ready with obscure
Pride
references.
Of the Backstretch.
So
come on.
I've never heard of Sawyer Brown.
So with Duke, it's irrelevant to this story, both of you.
Yeah.
But what the way that Duke and I used to do everything, and we still do because I still get texts from him, he'll occasionally text me and they say, oh, by the way, you just met blah, blah, blah. So he is in my story. No matter what celebrity I meet alone without him, or we say that we've met them. Yeah. So like if he went somewhere and he met Tom Jones, he'd text me, you just met Tom Jones. And then I feel like I tell people, oh, I've met Tom Jones. That's one side of the story, Larry. But that's just with him. Now, the other thing I do with stories, and it's partially because I like facts and I like reality. what I do when stories...
Not on TV.
I throw facts at stories. Sure. So, and my grandfather, my mom's father used to do this all the time because he would get dates wrong. Tell the story, the most amazing date, and then he would say the car that he was driving in the story, and there's no way that in 1947 you were driving a 1956 Lincoln.
Yeah.
So he would mess up, and I'm like... Sorry, because I remember
this.
And he's fact checking your embellishment. And Harrison are in the middle of a lovely story, and the fact checker's there to kill your dream.
No, but mom does the same thing occasionally because mom's point of reference, and she I think she does it as a defense mechanism. She'll just forget entire time frames. She'll remember kind of a situation, but forget what house.
You did that to her once when I was there. She was telling a story about when she moved here and. She had the date off by two or three years, and you brought out a calendar.
Yeah, exactly. I do
don't
that.
Don't kill her joy.
I remember exactly when you moved here.
No wonder the two of you get along so
I remember exactly where I was, what was happening. I don't know what you were wearing, because I don't really give a shit.
I would know what
they
were wearing.
I know what the car was. I know the mileage it was on the car, and what route we took. I remember all those things.
If you use your blinker.
Right.
All those things.
Like, well, somebody was telling a story a few years ago about something. And they were like, well, God, it was like 2:33 in the morning. I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was before the liquor law changed. You were out of the bar by 1:15. You were home by 1:30.
Right.
Oh. You know, it just kills their story. But I throw facts at those things.
I love it.
Yeah. I believe that's called like a killjoy. Yeah. I think is what that's called.
It's fact checking.
In my defense, how much fucking fun are you having right now?
That's 'cause
I'm not
here.
Killing any joy, but we are factual.
Really? I don't know how factual we really are in this room
and
right now.
I tell you right now,
we're steamrolling past them.
We have 8 minutes to wrap this up. So
that's a fact.
You have a follow-up question? Or Al, would you like to answer your own question?
So, and one of the things is because of this last trip, like, I was with people that I've known since, like, the fourth grade, fifth grade birth. Like, there's a big span of years there. And sometimes people would tell stories, they'd be like, oh, that's fascinating. Tell me all the characters. And you're like, you were there. And I'm like, oh, good. Now I'll really
I
your story.
Was I fun?
Yeah. That would be even more riveting. Because I'll have, like, no recollection. And then sometimes I'll hear a story and I'm like, oh, it's not. I don't think so. Oh,
that sounds familiar.
And like, there's been Tim and I will have arguments where he'll like, you never did that. I'm like, but were we together 24/7? I'm like, Jesus Christ, we were. He probably is right. Like, and then Harrison and I will tell a story, and people will be like, that can't be true. And I'm like, no, we were that fucked up. Like, we were writing the drunk version of My Fair Lady on a beach in 1988. And it's so funny but sometimes you just have to decide. Like, I'm just gonna take your version of reality because I have like. Glimpses of what happened, and you're just gonna have to fill in the blanks, and I'll adopt them as my memories now, and I'll sign the affidavit that I was there and did it, because most of the time I was drunk or stoned or a combination of both.
Sounds like my kind of night.
Sounds like Nantucket.
I went on
like my kind of summer.
I flew the People's Express to New York City when I was like 18 years old, but I was so wasted, like so out of control, wasted, God only knows on what. And me and some friends went to the Buffalo airport.
You don't remember.
Flew to New York, and we went to the Palladium, and we danced at the Palladium. It was the whole point to the trip, because People's Express was like $19 or $29 back in the day for like a one-way ticket. And I blacked out for all of it. All I know about this trip to New York is being on the stairs in the Palladium, dancing, and looking down, going, oh, I'm going to fall. And then I was back in Buffalo in someone's house.
Oh, my God. That's
so like a fun trip.
Anything that you want to tell me that happened there, I have to go with your memory. Yeah. Like, sure, I'm sure I did that. I'm sure I met this person. I have no idea.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't stories out there that I don't have recollection of what happened.
That's a really bad example.
I don't know how she got that way, Diane. We were there for the same amount of time.
That's what made me think of it. We were there for the same amount of time. But then there's stories that I just got because of drinking that you just don't remember the whole thing. And when someone tells a story, like, I guess I gotta sign up. I can't make it more fun because I don't remember being there. Like, I didn't even, you know.
So I may as well be drunk 24 hours a day because that's my memory anyway. Okay, all right. Well, no
doubt. Throwing money at the problem.
Therapy. Just drink.
We got a couple minutes left. Okay. We got a follow up.
Now, Harrison will love this one. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay?
Yes.
I'm going to have to say yes because I white lie by saying I'm fine.
All the fucking time she does.
Huh? Ooh. Uncovering a little something deeper here, are we?
No, because she'd always, I'm fine.
We should tune in next week.
I'm fine. No, you're not. I'm fine. No, I mean, yeah, no, but I think...
To spare someone's hurt feelings, I think it's okay.
I'll go with Edie Brickell and go with there's nothing worse than nothing. There's nothing that pisses me off more than nothing. So when I ask you something's wrong, don't say nothing. Yeah, we've got to find that. It's an Edie Brickell song. It's just genius.
Okay. Well, being a dance teacher, I'll have to share.
Oh, no, you looked good doing that.
Yeah, you look pretty in that.
That white lies are part of my life.
Yes, you should always shake like that.
But it makes them feel better.
And I think I told you guys that during our rehearsals, too, there was actually like once or twice when he would say to me, okay, so this part is just too fast for me.
Yeah, like I loved when you did that.
But just too fast for me. And I'm like, you are a fucking liar. Oh, I said that the other night. I'm like,
that was hysterical.
Because you teach.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't.
You can't say you suck.
No, but you don't want to continue on that. You don't want to continue on that path because otherwise the dance is going
to
fucking suck.
No, and no one wants to go to some place where they're constantly being told that they can't do it or they're not.
Sure.
So we tell them white lies in the meantime until they get there.
Yeah. Right. And really, like every day.
And then sandwiches, that looks great, but if your foot was over there, it'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yes, that's really what you have to say.
Compliment sandwiches are good.
Yeah. I teach that to my students. Yep.
Compliment.
You don't look fat in those pants.
Back to compliment.
Oh, yep.
Oh my God, that is compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
And you have served me so many of them.
God, I swallowed more of that than I meant to. No wonder I was on a diet.
Paleo.
I was eating fucking compliment sandwiches all goddamn day. Fuck. I was fucking stuffed.
That's our next diet, Al.
Compliments.
You look so good in that blue turquoise shirt, but maybe.
Maybe I like it.
It would look
better
if you, like, you weren't eating that sandwich.
While
and
you
also,
wear it.
You're pretty.
You're pretty.
And on a final note, you're pretty.
Compliment sandwiches have no calories.
Calories consumed in the dark have no calories.
Alone in the dark.
No, wait, what's yours?
I think that, yes, they're great. They're fabulous. I think sparing people's feelings.
I think to a degree, sparing people's feelings.
To a degree. If it's not important, if it's not like life critical, you know, if it happened years ago, if it's this or
that. If it get me off the phone fast.
Can I shortline this?
If it's going to get me off the hook. Something. Right. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys at this exact moment.
No, that's a white lie.
I'm not going to lie to you guys.
I am on board with white lies.
Yes.
Totally on board.
I believe I'm on board with white lies generally because of the saving feelings thing. But I have found, and to the chagrin of other people, I have found that because I will just, if you're ugly or the situation is ugly. No, I don't mean you're ugly. I mean, like, I mean, in business I have found, especially if the situation's bad, I just tell you straight out, this is not going to fucking work. And it's not going to work for 6 days.
I
don't do that. A lot of people.
I don't want a white lie about my cable.
No. Well, God knows.
Or my sewer.
I want hand to God. Right. Exactly.
Why are you looking at me?
There are a few people that I've dealt with that. Okay. They may ask the question. They may wince because they're like, oh, I know something's coming. I'm not going to enjoy. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell say that this is never going to happen, or right. it's not going to work the way you want, or whatever. But we all have done white lies. I mean, I try not to endorse a product that I don't actually know or I don't really like. But
I like the white lies.
Well, is this a racist conversation?
No, it's not at all.
No, but the other thing that I can appreciate about Clayton, someone like you, in a really general like social setting, is sometimes it's really nice to just hear the God's honest truth, you know?
Yeah.
But this is not me. I can't do it.
Typically, like, it's not nice.
No, and I'm saying if it's like just a really brutal truthism, a lot of times I just can't do it.
And I don't see any reason to be brutally honest about something someone already clearly knows.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I will confirm their assumption that something already says.
Or that they, I mean, it's not necessary to tell them, then why?
Everybody smile before I give this example.
Right.
Like, I don't want to make someone fun of someone's teeth when you know they already know.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, you got fucked up teeth. They've seen a mirror. They know. There's no reason there's no reason for anything, an honest conversation there.
But there
and sometimes when you're drunk, you want to be a little mean. But if the white lie, especially like Harrison says, if it makes something a little funnier,
sure.
or you can stretch the truth a little and get
but
something out of it.
Sometimes, like, there's things that will help, like criticisms that will help that people
but
are afraid to say.
But that's constructive. That's me.
I'm still a sandwich.
Or if they don't know. Like,
I'm not a very good
Did you know that you're a monster to your friends? Like, that's a good one to share with somebody.
Do you know you're a cunt?
Yeah.
Did you know everyone hates you?
Yeah.
Right. No, that is a good thing to share. Do you know that people are trying to...
People are going to hang out with you because you're an asshole. That's pretty much why. Happens all the time to me.
The reason there's only three people at your birthday party is everyone hates you.
That's why
it is the end of hour three. Thank you for being with us. We've made it through all 3 hours, even tolerating most of Al's conversation, Katie and Sean winning everything.
We're winning at life.
We'll be back again next Tuesday, 7 o'clock Arizona time, 7 to 10. Please join us in the chat room. Email us. Let us know what you want to do.
With my sister.
Katie, June's sister. Madison will be here next week.
Morgan,
whatever.
I'll be midway through Charlotte.
I'll be ready.
We will leave you with this one thing as we do each and every week. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay. That was fun.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America.